Blog Talk Radio.
Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Okay, yeah. Peace, brothers and sisters. There we go. I had my mic muted. Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, let me start all over, y'all. It's been a while since I've been on. I forgot how to do this thing, y'all. Oh, yeah, guess who's back on the mic? Guess who is back in the house and on the mic? Yes, sir, indeed, man. Y'all got Culture Freedom Radio Network up in this house, man. Y'all got the brothers of Culture Freedom Radio Network up in this house. And most definitely, we're coming in here tonight, man, and we're coming here to talk about some things tonight. Yeah, but the nice topic of conversation is right here, man. The black woman or black women, stop allowing yourself to be deceived by the adversary. Uh-oh. Yes, indeed. Y'all know it. Uh-oh. Y'all know how we're going to do this one here, man. We're going to have to come with it tonight. Yes. Black women, stop allowing yourselves to be deceived by the adversary. Yes, sir. So I just put in just some real brief in the description. I said, tonight we're going to discuss how the black woman, a.k.a. the mother of all living, is still being deceived by the adversary, to this very day. And I have, y'all know I got some clips. Because I want to talk about some stuff and want to play some things here tonight and show you about why we're doing this here topic in the first place, and showing about why our sisters, y'all have, and not all of our sisters, we're not putting all y'all in the box here, but a lot of these sisters, boy, y'all have to stop allowing this enemy, the adversary, to use you as a pawn, as some say, the old scapegoat, to stop allowing yourself to be used by the adversary. Okay, but hey, before we get into that right there, I want to tell y'all that don't forget to check out our good sister's show, the Mumbling Pearl Show, Mumbling Pearl Show, which airs every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio and Talk Show. Yes, sir, that's the Mumbling Pearl Show. Her thing is like, basically her theme in the show is dealing with hip-hop forever, and she has several different guests on basically every week. So, yes, sir, check out the Mama Pearl Show right there every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. And tonight, you know, we just on here on a Thursday. I mean, we usually been saying we're going to probably start coming on Friday. I mean, damn, y'all, I'll get it right in a minute. Coming on Sunday. But tonight, man, I've been gone for a minute. And so, man, I told Chief, hey, man, we got to come over here, brothers and sisters, and talk to y'all tonight. We couldn't hold it no more until Sunday. We had to come in here. So tonight, brothers, we just want to get into something. I got some clips that I want to play. And one clip. But let me get myself here together, y'all. Excuse me, I'm going to probably cough every now and then because I still have a little the lingering from this the cold or the COVID thing. So, man, I tell you, that's a deadly damn thing. But what we're going to talk about right here, let me dive into this because I hear it bring my brothers in here. I want to just lay out something so I can bring them in. The Chief Rabbi, the Moray, David Israel is in the house as well. Y'all, Moray, David Israel is in the house, and y'all know who I am. I am Moray. Aria Israel, also known to y'all a lot of this is Sunray 9. But one thing I want to say here, like I said, going into, because I said stop allowing yourself to be deceived by the adversary. And now we know and from the Torah or the Tanakh how we read in the story and it's in Genesis how it talked about Eve, right? And we know, these are metaphorically speaking somewhat and just trying to tell us a narrative. It is not saying that this actually happened, y'all, but this is giving us a narrative story about some things that probably happened to the first people upon the planet or whatnot, but however y'all take it. But anyway, this story, we see that we know that the black woman is said to be, if we say that, you know, from some of the lessons like that, I'm like Muhammad, the black man and is the original man, and the woman is too, is the original man and woman. We are the original people on the planet. So if we even look at the story from the Bible narrative, it's talking about Eve, who is the mother of all living, and it says the Hebrew word for Eve, or we call it Hawa, is the mother of all living. And we see from that story, dealing in Genesis, it talked about how this serpent, right? And we do have some serpent-like people today, right? I'm not saying like reptilians, but we have some serpent-type people today. Y'all know, y'all heard people say, that's a snake-ass dude right there. Or that's a sneaky snake-ass woman. Boy, they just like a damn snake, a sneaky-ass snake. Y'all heard those expressions before. But anyway, so we know, we read from, when we see it in the book of Bereshit in Genesis, it talked about how this is a serpent, right? Now, we know we weren't no damn talking snake, y'all, so we know we know it right here. We just talking figuratively, metaphorically, to tell us a story. But anyway, you know, it showed how, and said that this serpent, he went to the woman to, as it says, to beguile the woman. He went to the woman, and he asked her about, did the Most High tell her that they can, what tree that they can eat from? And, you know, I'm just kind of like running through the story right fast. I can hear him get into this. You know, you told her, well, we can eat from any tree but except that tree that's in the midst of the garden. And he was like, hey, man, you know what? You know, the Most High know You know, if you eat that tree, man, your eyes going to be open and you will become gods. So the whole point of the thing, it was about wisdom. Her seeing this thing, as some say fruit or whatnot, is about gaining wisdom. And now we see a lot of our sisters today out here who's very highly educated, getting their education and things, going to different prestigious schools and for learning and, you know, elevating themselves in knowledge and information. But at the same time, that we're seeing a lot of our sisters who are supposed to be educated now are allowing themselves to be used for some real diabolical, sinister, evil, wicked-ass plot. Now, and what I'm going with again is that how we see that the whole point about, again, talking about Eve, right, and how they said about her, would not an Adam, partaking of the tree or the fruit of good and evil, or right and wrong, or having right knowledge and knowing right knowledge and wrong knowledge, right? So with that wisdom they gained, and it said that was brought sin into the world, right? So we're going to talk about today and going to play some stuff that we're seeing how some educated, prestigious black women are being used today to bring, as some we might say, Latif and I, and basically those who follow Torah or just who follow spiritual traditions, and say they're bringing sin or bringing a lot of immoral stuff into society. Now, it's already there, but especially if we're talking about the black community, into black culture, into our neighborhoods and things of this nature, our homes is what's happening with some of these women. We're going to unplay. Y'all remember Ketanji Brown? Y'all remember Ketanji Brown, now who's on the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court Justice. Y'all remember her? Oh, man. And y'all remember that? And I'm going to play her the clip, too, in a minute. Do y'all remember when she said she couldn't define what was a woman? She couldn't define what was a woman. Now, that's, she's supposed to be a woman, has a child and everything, married. But she couldn't define what a damn woman was, right? Oh, we got another one. We have another one now. Yeah, we're going to play this. This shit is getting crazy. Now, there's a tweet that was shared by Brother Judge Joe Brown that went along with something that he was saying here. Well, Judge Joe Brown retweeted it. It was something by B-Serious Son, who actually tweeted this. He tweeted an image of a sister professor, Sister Bridges from, what's that, UC Berkeley or Berkeley, whatever the hell name of that school, and Ketanji Brown. And it says, Democrats, right? Democrats are clearly using images of black women to push their New World Order agenda. Well, let me go back. Democrats are clearly using the images of black women to push the New World Order of genderless society. Women are no longer mothers, but now birth persons, because trans men and trans women can give birth. Nellie Fuller predicted this 40 years ago. Now, let's get into this clip right fast, and we can get y'all an understanding of what we're talking about, and even that right there. Check this out, y'all. This is some crazy BS right here. This is why we're saying, black women, stop allowing yourselves to be deceived by the goddamn adversary. Is that thing that the tweet said, that pushed this New World agenda, New World Order agenda? And y'all know how we are right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Well, my brother Dave said he really don't give a goddamn about politics one way or another. And shout out to Chief again. So that's no thing. But you know, especially with my brother Alpha Male. Shout out to Brother Alpha Male. You know how we talk about these goddamn Democrats, as my Brother Alpha Male would say, homocrats or homophiles. You know how we always have been telling y'all about them mother suckers and them liberals and these evil-ass, wicked-ass progressives as well. Now, check this shit out, y'all. Check this out.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Wrong one. I need to play that one too. That, but I'm gonna play this one right fast. This is the new one here. This is the new bullshit here.
Right, today during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Senator Josh Hawley engaged in a very tense back and forth with a Berkeley law professor over her commentary over whether or not men can get pregnant. Who would have thought it? Take a look.
Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We can recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning?
Because
we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that
dangerous.
Trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
so
pregnant.
So you are denying that trans people exist? Thank
and that
you.
Leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where
no,
they're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot
just
in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
All right, here's Senator Hawley with reaction to that fiery exchange. Senator, I guess you're transphobic and you're, you know, according to this professor, opening up trans people to violence by not recognizing them. At no time during that exchange did I see you didn't acknowledge that there are people that are transgender.
You know, here is the modern Democrat Party today, Sean. It is that you have to say that men can get pregnant, and if you don't say it, then you are a bigot, and you are responsible for violence. I mean, that is the party line. Let's not forget who invited this witness. She was there as a Democrat witness. You didn't see a single Democrat disagree with that. In fact, they're all over social media applauding her and saying, oh, that's exactly right. It's not exactly right. It's exactly crazy, which is why voters are running screaming away from the Democrat Party. This is craziness. And I tell you, Sean, they are so out of touch with America. It's just you can't even make this stuff up.
All right, so when she says to you and asks you a question, I guess offering you a test, do you believe that men can get pregnant? And your answer was, no, I don't think men can get pregnant. That led her to state that that means that you deny the existence of trans people. Okay, so if she's saying that somebody was biologically born a woman, is that now considers themselves a man, you acknowledge some people do that, and some people go through whatever surgery they have. But there's no biologically born male that I know of, and I like to follow the science that I'm aware of that would be capable of, as a biological man, of bearing a child. Is that not a fact?
I think it's a fact, Sean, and you know what? But for today's Democrats and Democrat leaders, it's not only not a fact, it is religion to them that you affirm that men can get pregnant, and if you don't say it, then you are responsible for violence. I mean, this is their line. By the way, Sean, these are the same people, the same Democrat leaders, who want to force young women to compete against biological men in girl sports. I mean, that now we know why. If for all the parents out there, like, why in the world do all of these Democrats want to eliminate girl sports? Now you know why. They don't believe there is any such thing as a woman. Not really, and they think that if a biological man wants to claim to be a woman, hey, that's fine, and we all have to accept it, or else we're bigoted and violent. It's just crazy.
All right, so this gets into two big issues. Number one, age appropriateness in terms of what we teach our kids.
Okay, I'll stop it right there. Now, y'all might be asking, well, what the hell they got to do with Brother Sun Ray? What the hell they got to do with black women being deceived? Because... That professor, a Berkeley law professor, right, is a black woman. the woman who was saying that idiotic bull crap that a man could get pregnant. Let me say it again. That a biological now, I'm not talking about no transferred man, overturned man, made up, whatever the hell they want to come up with now. I'm talking about a biological man. We guess it what the fuck she's talking about because they so confused with this bull crap now. This is a black woman, again. The same thing when we talking about with this other black woman, Ketanji Brown. See, every time we see this foolishness like this, we're seeing our sisters, I don't know if we can, I guess they still are goddamn sisters. I don't know no more. I don't know. But, you know, they dark-skinned, melanated, so-called black African-American women who are espousing this idiotic shit like this that we're seeing. Again, like we've seen right fast. Let me hurry up and get this clip in. Let me throw this in here right fast. I got to get the brothers in. Like we've seen the same situation with when Marsha Blackburn was talking to Ketanji Brown, and she couldn't describe what a goddamn woman was. Come on now. Let me see. Maybe she ain't a woman. If you supposed to be a woman and you asked to define what a woman was and you can't define what a woman was, maybe you ain't a goddamn woman. I don't know, y'all. These motherfuckers are crazy as hell and mixed up and confused. But they're using black women at the forefront, the poster child for this stupid and idiotic bullshit. And excuse my language, y'all, but goddammit, I got to tell it like it is. Check this out.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't? Let me ask you this then. United States versus Virginia, the Supreme Court struck down VMI's male-only admission policy. Writing for the majority, Justice Ginsburg stated, supposed inherent differences are no longer accepted as a ground for race or national origin classifications. Physical differences between men and women, however, are enduring. The two sexes are not fungible. A community made up exclusively of one sex is different from a community composed of both. Do you agree with Justice Ginsburg that there are physical differences between men and women that are enduring?
Senator, respectfully, I am not familiar with that particular quote or case,
okay.
So it's hard for me to comment as to whether
all
or
right.
not.
I'd love to get your opinion on that, and you can submit that. Do you interpret Justice Ginsburg's meaning of men and women as male and female?
Again, because I don't know the case, I don't know how I interpret it. I need to read the whole
okay.
thing.
Okay. Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Not in
okay.
this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the
right.
law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as our taxpayer-funded institutions permitted a biological man to compete and beat a biological woman in the NCAA swimming championships. What message do you think this sends to girls who aspire to compete and win in sports at the highest levels?
Senator, I'm not sure what message that sends. If you're asking me about the legal issues related to it, those are topics that are being hotly discussed, as you say, and
right.
could come to the court. So I'm.
If you enjoyed this video, hit like and subscribe to our channel so you'll.
That's enough, Fuzi. Now, those are two black women. Now, Ketanji Brown, which could not describe what a woman were. She's supposed to be a woman herself, y'all. Again, I keep trying to reiterate this. Now, I'm saying she's supposed to be a woman herself, but she couldn't tell us, she couldn't define what a woman were because she said she's not a biologist. God damn. I wonder, do she come on her administration every month? I'm not trying to be derogatory, but I wonder, do she have an administration? I, you know, come on her period and all of those, you know, stuff like that. She probably, I don't know how old she is. Do she have hot flashes? Is she going through menopause and all of that shit? And you would know you're a woman with that shit, because men, we don't have that, you know. So we know goddamn well we don't have those. So that's one indication. I ain't got to be a biologist to know that shit. But anyway, by me being married to a woman, I know they go through those type of things. So I know what a woman is by observing women, that, you know, women, shit, hell, been with women. But anyway, my brother John Michael's open, man. Peace and welcome in one more time, right here to Radio Culture Freedom, brother. Yeah, this shit is crazy, man. Peace to you, brother. I appreciate you for even bringing this, because I didn't even know nothing about this, brother, to you. You know, you enlightened me to it. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, because this shit here constantly turns my stomach, you know. Even though that was public and worldwide, but I'm seeing a trend even locally on the streets, in the suites and everywhere. I mean, they have this demonic kind of hatred. And see, what brothers don't understand, see, all this is directed at you. You know, it has nothing to do with equality and all that bullshit. They are against you and everything you are. They can't wait for the day you don't exist. And I'm not saying that I found any exclusions to that rule. And so far, I'm seeing almost 100% of them that way.
Damn. Yeah. And like I said, brother, not just with Ketanji and Bridges there, Professor Bridges, but we even going back and looking at, again, we can talk about black women being used. Well, I don't know. I really don't. I want to say they're being used. Yeah, we can hear you. I'm going to let you go, Dave. I want to say they're being used, but I believe on certain ends it may be something to their own doing as well, you know, because I'm going back. So we even look at this whole thing again when we had Black Lives Matter and those three lesbians who started the movement of Black Lives Matter, who really catapulted all of this LGBT shit that's out in the black community as well. So, you know, you had the Black Lives Matter movement. Now you got these people, Ketanji don't know what a woman is. It's just some just idiotic shit, man, that we're seeing, like you're saying, professional type, supposedly be professional type women. Now, just, I don't know, man. But go ahead, Chief. Peace to you, Chief. Shalom to you.
No. I just want to say shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Culture Freedom Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, Lions Vibes Radio, and I would like to say Shema Israel, or the Nalahenu, or the Nalakad, or Barokatada, Nalahenu, Malakai Alam. I would like to say peace, Shalom, Shalom to everybody that's on the line tonight. There's something that I went. I sent you I sent you a video too. I sent you two videos. I don't know if you can play. I just sent you another one, Moray Aria.
Yeah, I don't know if I can play. I might can play the YouTube one. I don't know if I can play the other one.
Yeah, the YouTube one is good. Either one. Just play the YouTube one probably tonight.
I might can play it, yeah, because the other one on another platform, because it's on my phone and I can't send it to my thing. But yeah, go ahead, brother. I'm going to try to pull it up while you're talking.
But this is the, so I would like to say peace, Alpha Male. Hear your voice again, man. So I would like to read a script. I would like to read a script, Ecclesiastes 7:7. Ecclesiastes 7:7 says, surely oppression makes the wise man mad, door of the heart. Something else I would like to play, play over in y'all minds. Leviticus 18:22. Says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind's abomination. Now, we see this thing with this transgender thing that's going on. Something I want to bring up. There's something I've been noticing. And I brought this up on a couple of, not the last Lines Vibes Radio, but couple of Shabbats ago. I think it's a Shabbat before the last one. Y'all go back, listen to it on Liberation Tabernacle Ministries on Talk Shoot. But I brought up about the uterus transplants. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson didn't want to go into about the male, female. She didn't know what a male was, she didn't know what a female was. Now she brought up something.
All right, while we're waiting on...
Hey, I got to do something real quick. I'll be back.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, but finally, you know, those are the things like that. And but check the craziest part when we listened to Professor Bridges, the sister was talking about men getting pregnant when the senator was asking her if she was talking about people getting pregnant or whatever. I got to find the right quote. Make sure I get it right. Because he was asking about the people having the capacity to get pregnant, right? He said, I believe a person with the capacity to get pregnant has value. And, man, he asked him, are we talking about women? And just like Marshall Blackburn was saying, are we talking about women? You know the difference? But anyway, when he was asking, are you talking about women and whatever, just trying to get clarity, because that whole piece was about, still again, it was about Roe versus Wade. And I don't understand it like to me how so many women who want to have the right to just kill children. And I know my thing with this one right here, it's simple. If you don't want children, there's a couple of things you should do. One of them, the easiest thing to do, keep your goddamn legs closed. I hate the sound of being harsh. Keep your goddamn legs closed. That's the easiest thing to do. Keep it to yourself. Or go ahead, make them strap up, you know, put a condom on, whatever. Or that's another one, y'all. I hate y'all tell you this is, use this one, but hell, if he don't want to use the rubber, make sure he pull out or do something. I'm just saying, it's some kind of way. Instead of you getting pregnant and constantly having abortion, that's an easy fix. Keep the coochie, keep your goddamn self, or put on a condom. But yeah, just saying,
hey,
just having the right to talk about killing babies, hey, man, that shit is crazy. So when y'all are going so goddamn crazy about abortion, you having the right to kill a baby, stop fucking having sex then. Clear as that. There's ways you can prevent from even getting pregnant if you want to kill a baby. But let me jump right fast. Let me hurry up and get back into this right fast. But the thing about it, when he was asking us just about a woman and by him, and it said that she made this crazy-ass statement. She said, so I want to recognize your line of questioning is transphobic. Just because the man was asking a question trying to get clarity, who are you talking about trying to get pregnant? That's transphobic because you're not acknowledging transgenders.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all see how silly they and how confused they ass are? Go ahead, brothers. Go ahead.
There's another solution to the abortion problem, yeah. Too.
So I'm sorry about that. I had to something happened with my drink. My drink spilled over. But so what I was saying was with the uterus transplant, I talked about this a couple of Shabbats ago about that, how they're coming up with this uterus transplant for trans women. And that's something that, you know, since they are talking about bringing up the abortions, and we have this Ketanji Brown Jackson lady, you know, that can't define a man or woman. And I'm noticing that lately, and, you know, I've noticed, okay, with a lot of this uterus transplant thing going on, I want to bring up something, too, with this abortion, you know, issue. A lot of these white folks can't have kids. I don't know if y'all noticed this or not, but their race is dying. Like, a lot of them, I'm being serious with you. If you look at the census, it's more Spanish folks who are having more kids and people who's dead. Even though I know you, Spanish people are majority white, I'm starting to notice that they are more of them over here with more kids than just black and white. And when you're looking at this uterus transplant thing, I see that with a lot of these white guys out here, they have to, and what I've been studying, if they can't get their woman to make, the only other way they can do it is by bringing in another group of people to which is going to replace them. It's a lot of Europeans. So they've been bringing Ukrainians over here. I've been noticing a lot of white men been doing that. A lot of Ukrainians been coming over here too. And I've noticed that another way of making, which they've been doing, is the interracial marriage thing, which I'm noticing, like, everybody, hell, even gay couples, even lesbian couples and gay couples, I've been noticing so many interracial marriages amongst the LGBT community. And so, and I've noticed that a lot of the white guys, what they've been doing is a lot of the LGBT couples that are white, I've been noticing that, okay, they can't have kids. No two dudes can have no damn kids. But I've been noticing a lot of them been adopting a lot of these foreign black kids. And what a lot of them been doing is a lot of them been adopting them and been playing mommy and daddy to them. Now, that's something that, you know, I want to put in there. So, like I said, but the uterus transplant thing, that's being pushed out to be able to keep the white race going. And the more and more that they bring in the interracial marriages, the more and more of them are being made. Because if white race, can't have nothing amongst each other, they got to create another. Kind of like what Elijah Muhammad was talking about when he was talking about Yaku. Now, when it comes time for a lot of the mulattoes, I don't know if y'all noticed this or not, but majority of the mulattoes that I know, that I've dealt with, they don't like niggas. They don't like, I don't know if y'all noticed that or not, but the majority of them, regardless of how black they try to act and how down they try to act, they don't like niggas. I hate to bring up the light skin, dark skin thing, but I feel we have to, even with the light skin people we have that's supposed to be naturally black with two black parents, if the white man's dying, they have these mulattoes as opposing, then they will have to use the light-skinned people as the new white people. So this is what we got to look for. So with the abortion rates and with everything else, the LGBT community being ushered in, you know, we have to look at those points also. So I would like to bring that in, and that's it.
Yeah, and there's some background noise somewhere in here. But I mean, you said you was going to say that there's another alternative to the abortion thing. You ready to say something about that?
Yeah. Instead of aborting the child, they should let the child live and abort the mother. Because if you that motherfucking crazy that just be all frivolous knowing that you could murder something, well, I think it should be your life on the line, not the child.
Damn, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, I said, hell, murder the mother instead of the child. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that alternative.
Yeah, because I whore kill my child, and I'll never forget that witch for no reason, you know. So, you know, and it's messed up because you don't have a say in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But you have to ask yourself, if you're a religious and spiritual person, you have to ask yourself, if I could have stopped that murder, you know what I'm saying, is that charged against me? Because that's your seed. You see what I'm saying? So nobody comes out with clean hands. And even though I didn't find out about it till after it was done, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the ramifications of that story, you know?
Yeah, I would say there wouldn't be no fault of your own, like I said, because, yeah, you didn't know. Now, like I said, if you was in agreement with it, and like, yeah, go ahead and get this money, like some guy, take this goddamn money, go down there and get this goddamn abortion. I ain't ready for no baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm already married. I got a girlfriend, another girl. I don't want no baby. Take this goddamn money, go get an abortion. Now that blood is on your hand then. But, yeah, like, other than that, nah. It's like when we were practicing, when I used to study Islam, it's like you can't be blamed for something that it's like the intentions. It's whatever the intention is. Yeah, you know, if you had no intentions on, you know, agreeing with it or you didn't agree with it, like, you can't be held responsible for something you didn't, you know, do or know. Because I had my son, mother, we was young a little bit. She had abortion. She didn't tell me till after the fact. Same way. Come out while she had abortion and shit. And I'm like, damn. You know, I'm young at the same time. I'm like, hell, I'm good. Well, I ain't just playing. I think I probably was like 18, my damn self, 19. the time. So, you know, I'm really one thing. I'm wild as hell. So I ain't thinking about nothing. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I ain't thinking about if it's right or wrong at that time. But now I'm trying to think about, like, God damn, that was my seed, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Could have been the next man turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about kind of like someday what you were saying, even about the abortion. I got to throw this back in here a little bit, even about the abortion, about the Europeans. Because, you know, I was intending to look this up, but I've heard it before. I don't know how true. I wish I had looked the data up earlier. That they were saying that a lot of, because we know they said we have a high abortion rate amongst our black, you know, in the black community. But they were saying, I've heard now, Alfamir, you might know the stats on it maybe. They saying that more white people actually, white women have more abortions than anybody. Now, I don't know how true that is. So, and I'm maybe looking at this like that you're saying, because they're not having babies like that anymore, because number one, they might be aborting them at a high rate too. So I'm like, maybe, damn, okay. So maybe some of these goddamn older white folks or something like that looking at it, because they did say that the Hispanic population is going to be the majority, probably about 2030. So maybe they're like, hey, man, look, we got to do something. We got to stop all these goddamn white women from having these fucking abortions, because, you know what I'm saying, we really don't have babies that like that anyway. So maybe we need to ban this goddamn abortion, man, because our race going to die the fuck off if they keep on having all these goddamn abortions. So we need to, because when I'm even looking at these protests, I see a lot more. It's so-called European women, Caucasian women, or I can't say Caucasian, or European, or women of European descent that's out there a lot with these abortion protests. Now, there's just certain things I see. Might not all be true, but certain more that I see, a lot of them. And most of them look like little lesbians and shit anyway, so, but I'm just saying, maybe it's some high up, some white folk like, listen here, man. We got to goddamn preserve our seed. Stop these ignorant-ass women from going out here, white women, having all these goddamn abortions. Because, look, you know, the Hispanics taking over, the blacks, they constantly screwing like a mother sucker. Even if they aborting their children by the million, they still having goddamn it more than what we fucking having. We need to ban this abortion shit. That was just about my thinking. Yes, sir.
Hey, you heard what I just said about them. You heard what I said earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah,
did
y'all
hear what I said? Y'all heard what I said earlier, right, about them bringing in the Europeans, how they're bringing in the Ukrainians and the Russians to replace their ass, and the mulattoes that they're using to replace them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but going back to the, like the, these women that's being used again, it's just like the situation. Going back to Torah again, we talk about Ketanji and the other woman, Professor Brown. I forget her first. I always forget her first name. And we're looking at how, like I said, the adversary went to, according to the Bible, he went to the woman and got her to, just according to the story, y'all, got her to take of the forbidden fruit, right? And then she brought it to the man. And now we're seeing today how they're promoting these women and pushing all of this shit to the women. And who these women bringing it back to? Because even when we talk about all of this gay stuff, it's a lot of the women, especially the black men, the black woman, actually give the okay for a lot of these black men to be just like they are.
Yep.
Calling them girl, hey, girl, you look at you. You look at so-and-so, all that old bullshit. Instead of like, nigga, stay your mother. Excuse my French. Negro, stay your goddamn ass up. You a goddamn dude, man. Cut that bullshit out around here, run around here with purses and shit on. But they be around here too, talking about calling him girl and this, that, and another. So they give a lot of black women, y'all give these dudes the okay to be gay. Whether y'all know the guy, a homosexual, I'm going to use that term, homosexual. Y'all give them the green light. Look at some of these goddamn Atlanta housewives and all that, who their hairstylist is. Remember going back with Shalimar, I didn't know this at the time, but I've seen it in the documentary, with Shalimar. with Jody Wiley and what was his name? The damn dude, Jermaine Stewart. That was her hairstylist. Them gay dudes. Most of them, all them gay ass dudes and hairstylists, they all be homosexual. And these women, black women, be cool with them. They cool in a motherfucker with them. So y'all give them the green light. So it's, again, y'all bringing this shit, as we say, like, basically like the black woman who, I'm not blaming the black woman, ain't beating up on her. I'm like, whoa, 1 second, babe. But we just trying to show you, like, even with the Bible narrative, it's showing you this still shit still exists. Because they're letting y'all black women, y'all going with this flow because they trying to tell y'all that, you know, that, you know, y'all are not being equal, y'all not having equal pay and all of this shit, you know, woman being. So they're putting the black woman out in front of the black man. But look what y'all are bringing to the community, though. Look at the immoral bullshit that's being, that we are black women, y'all allowing y'all still to bring to the black community in the name of y'all so-called upliftment. Following these goddamn crazy-ass white feminists, these goddamn lesbian white women. Look what y'all bringing into the goddamn black community. Everything you see now, every goddamn show you see on TV, that's white and black, but there's a lot of black shows now. Ooh, man, it's so goddamn pitiful, y'all. Y'all, it's so goddamn pitiful to see. Everything is homosexual out like a motherfucker. And then there's a lot of these black shows, they go out. You know, when black folk do shit, you know, we go all out when we do shit, y'all. We don't just do nothing halfway. I don't give a goddamn what it is. Even we what they say, y'all? They outpoke the poke. Somebody had said the other time they outpoke the poke and out sort of, man, they outgayed the gays, goddammit. Boy, when you see a gay motherfucker, black gay, but that motherfucker, he's flamboyant, he more feminine than any goddamn woman you can ever see in your life. He go all out. So this, a lot of these shows now, man, it's damn ridiculous, bro. You just make you want to just throw your fucking TV in the garbage or just use it as a computer monitor, goddammit, and just, you know, I don't know, just read, use the motherfucker just to read something. Big, you got bad eyes, just use it. But just watching a television program now? Nah. Hell no. Nah. Unless you're going to watch Tom and Jerry or some shit like that. But go ahead, Dave. God damn it.
Hey! Can't hear me?
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Hey, but as I was saying earlier, I'm glad you brought up that about the hairstylist thing, about the gay hairstylist. Me, you know, I tell you, being a licensed barber and a licensed cosmetologist, I work in the salon industry. And even in me, I'm the only straight dude out here in that industry. I'm going to tell you something. I noticed that even with the way this world is, I noticed that when you're a black man, you know, and you work and you straight, and especially being a, like, dark black, big dark black man like me, it seems like if you're not like that, they don't even want to promote you. Like, they won't even talk to you. Like, I have, every time I have to do white ladies' hair. And I'm known, there's been plenty of times where I've been done, you know, just, you know, you have to use shears to do layers and bobs and all that stuff. Even when I pull out my shears, let's just say I get a white lady in my chair. It's been times I've had white ladies in my chairs. And hell, even black women have tried that, to, you know, got their hair done. Soon as I pull out my shit off, I start cutting the hair. Oh, can I sit over there? Can I go to their chair over there? It's just like, what? What the hell? Like, you know, like, I don't know what it is, but it's like when you are straight and you are a dark black man and you in that industry, it's like they know, like you ain't gay. Because I'm going to tell you something. I done had my shears out. Not even pull them out. Oh, cats over there. I had a couple of white ladies. You scared me with them shears. Now I'm going to go over there. the fuck you mean by unscathed with the shears? But then I done seen a fag in the damn salon. And, oh, they all cool. They cool with them. It's all right for them to do their hair. But me, you know, it's something wrong. So it's like they push that. And they know, okay, damn, this black man ain't no faggot. He ain't like that. It's like they have an issue with that. And same thing, you know, with a lot of white ladies. I noticed, like, if you work with white ladies, especially in the industry, and you ain't trying to get with them, you ain't trying to get with them little red bones or whatever, they have an issue with you. They have an issue with you. I done been wrote up so many times that they know. They know, okay, that he ain't gay. They have an issue with that. But let me digress.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to try to play this a little bit one more time. This ain't about a minute. So I'm going to have to switch mics so I can try to play this. Let me know if y'all can hear it again. I'll try to. Can y'all hear the other one? Jay?
No.
Damn. It might not work on because I'm using this damn interfacer, so it might not work. Let me see. Let me try this one more. Shit, hold up. Let me try this one more time. Because it might not work on this one. Okay. Did it work that time, FML?
I heard a little bit of noise, yeah.
Okay, no, I ain't going to try that one. It won't go. I'm going to have to go back and play it like this then. I just stop it. I just got to want to play it through the YouTube part because that way I can talk it stop it and talk. But I know what to do. I know I just bootleg it like this because I want to stop. Let me see. Let me play it like this. I can't do it like that. I'm only got that. Hold up. One more second. Y'all, one more. Got to bootleg this. Okay, God damn it, I gotta cut the Bluetooth ball. I want to be able to stop it. Here we go.
Said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
And I've thought about this even with the Marshall Blackburn. It's just like when she stopped and asked her, well, can you define a woman? When she talked to people with capacity to get pregnant, he's just trying to clarify, well, are you talking about women? And you would think that would be a stupid question that he's asked. Are you talking about women getting pregnant? You would think that would be actually stupid. But in these days and time, with all of this bullshit, you damn near have to be like, okay, who are you talking about? She said people with capacity. Automatically, you should know it. You talk about a woman because the only one who can get pregnant is a woman. But not these days with these crazy-ass liberals and these progressives. You really have to fucking really ask them, especially when you're talking to them. You really have to make special, get them to exactly what the fuck is you talking about? Excuse me, French. Well, check this out.
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy as well as non-binary.
Now, hold up. There's trans men with the capacity to get pregnant. But I wonder if trans, well, I don't know. If trans men, are they really saying that's a woman who transitioned over to pretend she's a man still have the capacity to get pregnant? Because she's still a woman, but she's acting like she's a dude. Is that what she's talking about? See, they got this shit so fucking confused. Because she said a cisgender, you got to look up the word cisgender, fuck that word. But she's saying a cisgender, some cisgender women can get pregnant, some can't. Then there's transgender men and all of this crazy shit. It's so, man, these people, my sisters, y'all run away from ignorant-ass people. I don't give a fuck how much money they are trying to offer you. Quit pushing this silly-ass doctrine. This bullshit out into the community. Y'all already saying that there ain't enough men out here, you know, for black women and, you know, so and so. It really not going to be now with this bullshit that, you know, especially these so-called professionals. That's why I was supposed to been doing this show, but I ended up getting is have Western education destroyed the African us, the African mindset in us. Well, let me finish this off. This ain't but a minute, y'all.
Cis women have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We can recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view of this right then is about what?
I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it subjects people to violence. I'm not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons.
So you, and now I'm gonna stop it because I don't want half a male to get sick off this shit. They don't get sick of this stuff. I don't want brother to get too sick of this stuff. That's stupid. Okay, by you asking questions about who can get pregnant, right, you're making transgenders get violent, give them the capacity to get violent. Well, you're not, because you don't recognize them. Well, yeah, there's a lot of them homosexual motherfuckers violent any motherfucking way. It ain't got any reason. It's no, let me squeeze back over the mic, y'all, 1 second.
Yeah, they don't need a goddamn reason. They don't need a reason to say, well, why they are violent. They just been violent any goddamn way. So all that bullshit about coming out like he asking questions, you make them get violent, and then they're committing suicides. A lot of them are really quit committing suicides because they really not truly happy with that life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're truly not happy because with that life, and they know they have done some things and they're struggling with a lot of stuff because of this, but because of that lifestyle. And that's why a lot of them are committing suicides. It ain't got nothing to do because nobody's recognizing it. Really, ain't nobody even, listen, honestly, ain't nobody messing with them, with homosexual people, whether they lesbian, or nobody be tripping off them folks, man.
Nope.
So what the fuck is y'all talking about? Ain't nobody going around. I mean, people I see, because I've worked with you know, lesbians and gay dudes. Don't nobody be tripping off of them. They just, you know, you just treat them like just a normal goddamn person. We ain't tripping out who the fuck they sleeping with when they get out of work. So, you know, embarrassing in a way. Uh-oh. Man, hold up. My Bluetooth must not be on. Oh, shit, my bad. My Bluetooth didn't connect. I'm trying to get back on the other mic. There we go. So by my, y'all, the sound had, I know it got crazy. I'm back on the Bluetooth. Yeah, but now it's really embarrassing, man, to see this shit. Because, again, when we're seeing, and I'm just saying for me, when I'm seeing this stuff, it always, our people got to be the ones that are promoting the stuff. I'm not seeing when they saying that they had two women on the panel too at the same time when Senator Hawley was asking the question. They were talking about Roe versus Wade. They were just talking about abortion. They didn't say none of the ignorant ass shit that she was saying. Why is it that black people, y'all, we're black, especially like nowadays, that they're putting black women, and even with who was that, Brother Alvin? Is that the press secretary lady or something? And they always keep making it. We did before we got out, you know, before we took a little intermission of the show, we were talking about her. They always keep pushing that she's gay or homosexual. Was she the press secretary or something, man?
Yeah,
so I don't know, y'all. It's just sad, man. You know, we would like to see our sisters. Yeah, we want to see you excel. But if that's the way you got to excel, Y'all just had to say, fuck that. I mean, excuse my friend. Y'all had to say, the hell with that shit.
They can't do it.
They can't do it, brother.
They can't do it because inherently, they already hate us. And getting paid to hate us, is a jackpot.
That ain't part of the Willie Lynch thing, is it, my brother? Is it? That, you know, someone talk about the Willie Lynch, they put the man against the woman. That ain't part of that, is it?
It's connected, but they don't need a big push.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It's more of an excuse than being brainwashed and being manipulated. They're into this, you know. I mean, when you look all the way around the world, I mean, they into this thing. This I don't need a man thing, this dyke thing. They'll treat a faggot better than you to try to, you know, the throw shade on you. I mean, they took to it just like Satan, you know. And I've always said that women are the devil, but I didn't know it was that literal.
That literal. Brother Alvin, man, you're making a point. Well, yeah, I mean, man, you truly are making a point, but it's crazy because it goes back again like the book of James in the Bible, right? You know how people said, man, well, the devil made me do it. The devil tempted me or God tempted me to do it. There's a part in the book of James that I've read a couple of times, and it says that, talked about, well, when you said you're tempted, don't say you're being tempted by God, because God is not one to tempt you. You're led away by your own desire. So even where we have the title of tonight is Black Women, Stop Allowing Yourself to Be Deceived by the Adversary. So it's, in a way, it's not as much as somebody, an adversary, somebody is actually pushing them to do this. Some of this is on their own, I mean, from their own desire to push this stuff. And that's what you're saying, brother. Some of this is their own stuff. Ain't nobody tempting them to do shit. This is what they want to do.
It's what they want to do. And they found an avenue, and they went fucking banana crazy. And they can't do nothing else.
Damn.
You know, so I used to have hope, but they're so disappointing. Like, I mean, what are you? You know, I can't even identify them anymore. I mean, they walk around, they don't even smell like women anymore. They smell like fake stuff, fake hair, and it's something in the clothes, and the shit they put on their face stinks, and you know what I mean? And it's I don't even know what they are anymore. And it's not all of them.
Yes,
it don't take all of them to fuck up a whole community.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I really don't care about your feelings. You know, because I tell a chick, quick, you know, you need to wash that shit off your face. You know, and get that hair off your damn head and go natural until you know you can achieve what you're trying to achieve. But don't be up in my face talking like you know shit when everything on the outside you truly point that you don't know a goddamn thing. You know, well, I do this for me, bitch. Please, you don't do that for you. Don't nobody put on 7-foot eyelashes for them.
Hey, damn, Alpha Male, bro. You just said, brother, I'm going to tell you what you just... It was a situation we had at work one day. And this woman, it was a sister we were talking to. I don't know, brother. She might be in her 50s or something. But we were having a discussion. She was asking her to dump this can where somebody moved out of the house. And it was just sitting in there looking like an eyesore. But anyway, so we did dump it, you know, we dumped the can and all of this type of stuff. So we stopped back, you know, we stopped back by our house and told her, yeah, we got the kid was down the street from her house. Like, it was like a gated community. And we stopped back like, hey, we got it. And then she came out, she had on like a, it wasn't a bodysuit. It was almost like a body stretcher suit or something she had on. But anyway, my coworker was like, He's like, man, well, you owe us some water or something, you know what I'm saying, or some lunch or for getting that cane. He was just messing with her. And then she said, well, I'm out of here. She said, I'm letting y'all get some eye candy. And she said, I'm giving y'all some eye candy. And then she said, like, I just came back from Florida. I had a breast deduction or my breast lifted. Her breast lifted, and then she said something about she had something done to her butt. A tummy tuck. And I mean, she just volunteered this. She's like, well, I didn't do this because I'm going back to what you said now. She said, I didn't do this for no man. I did that for myself. Mm-hmm. We like, my partner like, hey, after we drove her, he's like, now she knows she a goddamn lie. Now when she ain't doing all that shit for her goddamn self. You getting the breast lifted and your tummy tucked and all that shit. Then you going to come out there and tell us, I'm giving y'all some eye candy. So, you know, they're right. Doing it for goddamn me. Yeah, that was like, hell no. Nah.
I tell you, nasty, go kick your ass now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I'm trying not to laugh back at you to choke him when I laugh and shit.
So I'm going to say something, too. When you go
hey,
into
Dave,
the...
And Dave, one more thing, Dave. She was a red bone too, Dave. I just by the way, I didn't throw that in there for you.
Oh hell no. Hey, but I'm gonna put something to in Deuteronomy 28:37. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and byword among all nations where the Yah shall lead thee. Now, the reason why I brought that scripture up, because earlier I said something when I first came in. Not first, but when I second came in, about the mulattoes. I don't know if y'all heard me say something about that earlier, did you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, and I talked about the Latinos having a bunch of kids. Now, I want to put something to you, too, when you were saying about the black woman not being really a black woman no more. Now, I've always thought about this. About the replacement of black women. When you look at the 12 tribe charts, and you looking at the 12 tribe chart, why, and I've talked about this plenty of times as a rabbi and a moray and the truth. Why is it, now, back when I used to be in the camps and all that, I used to always ask brothers, why y'all want to mix in with this brown so much? They always say this black and brown shit. Now, y'all notice that when you look now, a lot of these, and I mean, in the black community, we've always had a thing, black man gets some money, he get a red bone or white girl or something like that. But have y'all noticed, and I talked about this earlier, have y'all noticed that they pushing this more? Like, and I've noticed that they keep pushing this. Okay, like, especially with successful black men, they keep pushing this successful black man to have these exotic women. And I don't know if y'all noticing that when we're saying there's no more black women, y'all notice that every time, every black woman that come on TV, she got to be, especially Love and Hip Hop, shows like that, she's Latino. She's Indian. Like Kamala Harris, when she first came out, they kept pushing her to be an AKA. Now, they kept pushing me Divine Nine, ladies, which y'all know I can't stand Divine Nine. I can't stand none of that shit. Divine Nine, Delta, all them little, them fucking Greek fucking organizations.
Dang, what is it?
all that shit. Now,
yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all noticed this or not. But when Kamala Harris, because we know Kamala Harris is a transsexual, when she first came out, they kept trying
They kept trying to say she was a black woman. They had her all up there, oh, she's representing black women. But then when she get in that White House, she's the first Asian American woman. She's the first woman of color.
Hold on, Jay. Now you telling me Willie Brown didn't know she was a transsexual?
Hey, Willie Brown probably a faggot too. All them dudes.
Oh, got it.
Farrakhan, all them Farrakhan really dance.
Dave, right? He's a male boy.
Farrakhan is 62. That's why he always thought, my brother. Always talking about my brother. Always been some nigga here. His fruity self. And shit. I'm just saying, Farrakhan don't want me to bring up about the task force. I know as many of y'all NOI motherfuckers want to talk about that task force. Yeah, we'll say that for another day. But I'm just saying they fronting these women and I know it's even with Cardi B. Cardi B first came out. Yeah, she was doing all that Bodak Yellow, blood rags and red rags and all that shit, acting like she was a black woman and shit. But then when she get bust money, oh, she Latino. She lied to you. I don't know if you notice this shit coming to trend the way they using these mulattoes. And I talked about this the second time when I came, maybe before I spilled my drink on myself when I had paused for a second. Now, the mulatto, we got to really, with this black woman thing, they keep pushing. I even noticed, even working, they always like it's always these stink ass fucking red bones, and I'm gonna tell you something, I don't give a fuck. I'm put it out there, cause hell, this is just how I am. Y'all red bones ain't black. I'm tired of you light skinned women. I don't want you. I don't want y'all. They keep pushing these damn high yellow women. I don't want y'all. I don't want y'all. I'm just put that out there. You Latino women, I don't want y'all. Shit, I done been with plenty of red bones. I done been with plenty of white ladies. I done been with Spanish women. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all didn't do nothing for me. I say y'all wasting my damn time and energy. So I'm just here to tell you, they pushing this thing for black men to be fags and to fucking be in mixed marriages and to be with somebody other than black. And so that's all I got to say. We got to really talk about that too. And we're talking about the black woman, not especially Alpha Male. You was talking about she don't even smell like a black woman no more. We really got to push this out there because this is terrible. They really got these damn fake-ass women talking about they black and they afro. Jocelyn Hernandez is another one.
Uh-oh. Not Jocelyn.
And she's a tranny.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. they all got
well, see, I don't know who these people are. But I do know that one monster, Cardi B, she's an admitted rapist.
Yep.
But everybody seemed to be cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're fucking president. Pedophile, homophile, rapist, molester, you know, fucked his kids. But they voted for his ass anyway, put him in the White House. But that's okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, I call somebody a faggot. I call somebody a faggot and the motherfucking press is stuck.
Yes, sir.
Just shows you how fucked up our little, what we thought we were fighting for. It just shows you how fucked up they are.
Yes, sir. And brothers, I'm just thinking about, because I'm looking at something on LinkedIn and this made me think about something. I saw this shit the other day. Now, because we speak about black women and basically how they're using them, putting them, like damn near counterpoint them and putting them in positions, but not for a good reason. But y'all see they got this new movie coming out with Viola Davis called The Woman King. Y'all seen the previews of this shit? I mean, they got this new movie coming out called The Woman King.
No.
I've heard about it.
That I couldn't watch nothing to see, and that one face hurts me.
Damn. Yeah, let me try to pull up his own. It's called the Woman King. And then we're trying to find it something to talk about a little bit. Now I was looking, seeing this brother name. I'm looking at her face too on this one, boy. She looking rough on this motherfucker. But yeah, tell me what. Now why is it called the Woman King? The Woman King. Now she's supposed to be like a warrior. Now it says. Now this is what it's called, supposed to be saying. It says a historic epic, historical epic inspired by true events that happened in the kingdom of Dahomey. And talk about the Dahomey tribe back in Africa in the 18th and the 19th century. Now, this is what it's saying. I think these women are supposed to have been like some warriors or something. I've seen the previews, though. But, yeah, it's called The Woman King. Again, though, why is she called the a king?
It's like the mayor down in Chicago went and bought her a dick. Now she run around talking about she got the biggest dick in. It's either Chicago or Detroit. You know, so.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, ugly ass Lightfoot.
That is a disgusting piece of whatever that thing is.
Yeah, you know? Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then,
you know. And you know what else? Alpha Male, your little brother, your little brother was married to Michelle Obama, was in love with Michelle Obama. You remember your little brother that used to come up here? Yeah, he was in love.
Well, I'm an orphan. I ain't got no family.
Well. Hey, but you know who I'm talking about. You know Michelle Obama's side, nigga.
Hey, you half a male. Well, I'm glad he chose somebody else to give some kinfolk. He always gives me all of damn folks. Polite to everybody. He always gives me the goddamn folks. I'm like, my nephews.
Yeah,
glad to hear me put it on somebody else.
I came in this planet on the ship by myself.
Hey, Alf, man, you know I'm fucking with you. You know I'm talking about Michelle Obama, they used to have a dude that they used to come up here. He used to be in love with Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about she had a nice fat ass. You remember that? And she's a tranny too.
Oh,
yeah, I think that person said that about Joe Biden too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton. Every time he talked about any of them, he got a little turned on talking about how fat their ass is.
God damn, y'all.
But how come the first lady had to be a tranny? First black lady had to be a tranny.
Well, you had the first female president, so.
And who was that put that out there? Who was that, People's Magazine or something like that? Not People's Magazine. It wasn't a magazine. One of them damn magazines had Obama on the front, said the first gay black president. I mean, the first gay president.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Remember that one?
I remember it clearly.
Yes. Like, God damn. And then, now think about it. I remember him after he got out of office. He the one came out and started talking about how women all over the world need to stand up and start taking leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
He the one now, and now we start seeing all of this shit now. Everything is being pushed. With this women being pushed and put in, you know, catapulted in different places, and you know, Not to say, I have no problem with, women, some being in certain things and positions and whatnot. Now, I know the Bible, some things, I don't agree with that. That's Paul bullshit. Talking about a woman is not supposed to usurp authority over a man, or they're supposed to be quiet. Now, but I ain't on none of that shit, y'all. But it's just certain things that we're seeing, especially if it's not on a righteous level, not like what we are seeing with them talking about. When you acting like, again, like Ketanji Brown, okay, when you don't even know. Now, you're supposed to be a Supreme Court, just got all this goddamn knowledge and all of this shit, but then now you can't even tell her. Now, out of all the knowledge and degrees you got, you can't tell us what a woman is? But she really can. It's just that, again, how they are being, some of them being trained, like, it's like, to evade the goddamn, don't answer that. Don't you just give a roundabout way, because now that goes against our agenda. You can't explain it. Don't you go tell them motherfuckers about don't what your woman is. And that's what it is. They real slick. Now you got all that fucking information. You can't tell me what a woman is. Like, I could ask somebody in kindergarten and ask them, walk up to a kindergarten and ask them what a woman is. They can tell me what a woman is.
Mm-hmm. But before I forget,
yes, sir.
Now, I mentioned to you earlier, all these crazy motherfuckers got the same eyes. Ooh. Look at their eyes. They all have the same eyes.
Bro, when you said that about them eyes, man, that shit, there, I looked at her guy. And every time I look at the video, I got to look at it over. And I kept looking at it over and over. And I'm seeing them big ass eyes and them earrings all in her nose and shit. I'm like, bro, like you said, man, that motherfucker, that boy, woo. What is it? Something about the eyes.
Oh, yeah. But when you really hear some outlandish.
What's that, brother?
Who y'all talked about?
The woman that on the video we playing and talking about. When she was talking about telling the senator that the question that he's asking is homophobic. Her. I looked up some more of her videos. The professor. She's supposed to be a professor at Berkeley, a law student. Yeah, she's supposed to be a law professor at Berkeley that teach law at Berkeley College.
But
I looked at some more videos of her. She looked like she's a little lesbian. When I looked at some more videos,
yeah.
I looked at some more stuff going through there. Okay, well you did. You asked. Yeah, because the way she looked.
Don't know a straight woman wear a fucking earring, hooping her nose like a fucking cow.
And brother Almir, now you just said something, brother. When I was showing my coworker that, and the first thing that he asked me, he's like, is she a lesbian? He said, is she a lesbian? He said, don't them lesbian, earrings in their nose represent them being a lesbian or something? I'm like, bro, I have no clue about that shit. I said, they got their own slickness shit that they wear. And that's exactly what he said. He asked me. I'm like, bro. He said, don't they lesbian with them earrings in their nose like that?
You remember Tracy Chapman? She used to have that shit.
Who was that, Dave?
Tracy Chapman, the winner man, so you got a fast car.
Yes, sir. I ain't never paid nothing. I don't remember. I can't remember what she looked like. I can't remember about a nose ring, but I remember her.
Oh, yeah. Rochelle Farrell got to that shit, too.
Yeah, I remember that. Did she used to play the piano?
Yeah. And Gesang, like nobody else, she went to the dark side and she fell the fuck off, way off.
Damn.
And she was with that fag ass Will Downing. You remember Will Downing? He died. He was a faggot.
Yeah. And that seemed to be what the problem I'm looking at now too. Like, these prominent women they're putting in these high places. Bush used to call it Condi.
Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah. Now we didn't see too much about her. I don't know who she married to, a white dude or whatnot. But I didn't see too much with her. But now we're seeing like the other women now that they're putting out now. I don't think the gender was like it was like it is now. But like you said, the press secretary that been biting them they got she's a lesbian. Either they're gonna be like we're seeing now these women in black women in positions they're putting, either they're gonna be lesbians or they married to white dudes or Caucasian dudes. Like Ketanji, we got Kamala Harris, which, you know, I don't know. Like I said, the session is still out on her being black or not, you know. But so the whole point, like you're looking at the people in putting it, like Obama, the first African-American president, but then this Negro was a mulatto. Actually, yeah, he was like a mulatto. So it's like, goddamn, you ain't going to never get nothing real, like I said, really straight. Either they're going to have to get to these positions, they're going to have to be married to a European, or they homosexual or some shit.
Well,
and this is what it means to be with it. Go ahead, brother.
Even larger than that, your closet got to be as dirty as theirs.
Damn.
Because, see, usually, you know, pedophiles don't tell on each other, you know. Yeah, so you got to be as dirty as they are. But now, back when I first started telling y'all about the entertainment industry, which politics is the entertainment industry. News is the entertainment industry. You got to be initiated. You cannot have morals, values, and, you know, fortitude and move anywhere in that business. You got to be a dirty son of a bitch. And I'm telling you, 100% of the people that you will hear of and see have been initiated. They just as dirty as a son of a bitch that you know of. Just like you will not a political position, especially in a Democratic Party, without signing over your allegiance to Israel. That's why I don't even give a fuck about these politicians, because they don't work for us. They don't represent this country. So why waste your time voting for these motherfuckers? You know, because their allegiance is far from you.
You sound like me, Alpha Male.
You know, so
I don't vote either. I never have voted, ever will. Man, you agree on that shit. I never voted.
You know, I mean, well, I would have loved to have seen Trump do some shit, but think about this. The water's already in the pool, and you can do is jump in. You can't change the chemicals that they put in that motherfucker. You can't change how they, you know, keep it clean or what. You just in the pool, trying to deal with one drop of water at a time. You'll never live that long without draining the pool. So, knowingly or unknowingly, you're just a continuation of the system that's already in place to fuck everybody over. You know, I mean, shit, think about it. Prostitution, right? You know, I can go in a whorehouse and I can sit down and talk to one whore, but it's business as usual in every other room. You know, I can introduce the guy, morality, and you know how she could do better, but all around me is still, you know, whores doing their thing. You see, I mean, I hope I'm explaining this right.
Yes, sir. You loud and clear.
Damn. Yeah, you can't swim in shit without smelling clean.
And that's why every person, black person, is really damn near try to get in there. Oh, man, when I get in there, oh, I ain't gonna succumb to the system. I'm going to change stuff. And they end up, get their ass right on in there and be the same goddamn way.
Yep. And you notice they're always facing charges.
Yep. Yeah, well, we got to change it from the inside, brother. We need somebody on the inside, you know, to get in there, you know, and change this shit. And how long that shit been working? How long that shit work? A lot of guys don't went in there and change. Brother, what's your Dave? What's your nephew name? Used to be with the Nation. Ellison, what's his name?
Keith Ellis.
Keith Ellis, yeah, your nephew.
No. No, you ain't gonna put that high yellow nick on me.
We gotta get you like you get ugly.
hey, Alpha Mill, but I was saying earlier, you sound like me when it comes time for that politics. I've never voted a day in my life, not even locally. I was agreeing with you on that shit, man. I never have voted, but not even locally, but I want to add something to what you were saying earlier about all the politics that are going to change from the inside and all that. The black ones, Marcel Dixon. I don't know if y'all kept up with the South Carolina politics, but there was a guy, Jim Clyburn, who been in the Senate for years, and they had a so-called brother. I'm going to say so-called. Who claimed he wanted to change shit. And really, you know, he wasn't trying to change shit, but he ended up losing against Jim Clyburn. I don't know if y'all kept up with it. I made a video about him a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, he was a gay, and come on, he was a black gay, wanted to be Senate, and how he was trying to get reparations, but they were falling for his shit. And I was sitting up there thinking like, well, if he gets in that motherfucker as a black man, you don't think he's going to bring that LGBT shit in there? You know? So, yeah, y'all really do gotta look at these motherfuckers, because even the ones that say they want to change shit for the inside, they ain't going to do shit.
No.
So, yeah. That's why I say, even with that Keith Ellison fucker from Detroit, I'm going to tell you something about Keith Ellis. Keith Ellis, let me tell you something, he has never been for black people. He was just like Obama. He used niggas, and he got up in there and started bootlicking the Arabs. There was another one, what's it, her fucking name? Oh, my Lord. Ilhan Omar. She came up in there talking about, oh, well, she going to change and you're for black people. But she had a black husband at first who they say was her brother. And then she ended up in there and marrying a white guy. And I don't know if y'all saw this or not. She was
From Somalia. And she's supposed to be from Somalia.
Yeah, a Muslim. She's a Muslim.
From Somalia.
Yep. And let me put something to it. Her own people booed her off stage when she was dancing.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like I said, with all these people trying to act like they down with shit, y'all got really watch. Because like I said, man, fuck the politics and even the black organization and REI. I'm going to put this out there. That's why we built Liberation Tabernacle Ministries. Because we have Hebrew camps out here, and I don't care if brothers and sisters disagree with Hebrews, but we're not like them other fucking Hebrews out there. Okay?
No, sir.
So when you come to Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, you ain't going to hear that bullshit. That's all I got to say. All that damn 12 tribe Puerto Rican women, and no, we don't push that. We push righteousness in this Torah. So that's all I got to say is, you know, we gonna have to build our organizations off this. And it might be just two people changing the world. Okay? So, yeah,
So I'm going to put that out there because, like I say, all these other nations and stuff, man, and these other organizations, they ain't pushing Torah. They're not pushing, you know, the commandments. I'm going to tell you something. Aria, I'm going to put this out here. And Alpha Male, like I said, I don't know what you know, I know you spiritual. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something that people don't want to do. I've noticed this, even with a lot of these Hebrew cats out here. They don't want to push the Ten Commandments. And that's the reason why. Because one of them is love thy neighbor as yourself, meaning your own people. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. That and I'm going to tell you something. I know, you know, IUIC. I know ISUPK. I know GOCC. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of these camps are 501c3. And not just camps, but organizations, period. They get paid to not speak on community issues like we're talking right now. What we're talking about right now with the black woman and the agenda to kill her, I don't see too many people out here. We had that one sister up on this show, Shaharzad Ali. She don't even talk about black women no more. She's talking all this brown and black shit now. Her, and there's another one, Naparshida. Naparshida. Yeah, she's not a black woman either. So I'm gonna put that there. That the so-called black women that they put on these shows, these conscious shows, they ain't representing no righteous women either. So I'm gonna put that out there too. In the hell, it's gonna hurt y'all. I know y'all love y'all Zaza Ali and Nepal and all these other shea butter black women. Shake butter, herbal tea, Erica Badu rap black women, but they ain't just because they wrap their hair up and they talk a little vegan shit, you know, and all that. Well, and like you were saying, the nose ring. They all these women, they wrap their hair up with a little loop in their nose, you know, and then they want to talk all this my brother shit. You know, we got to watch out for that shit. And there's something that I don't think you brought up about, the witchcraft amongst these women, the spirituality.
That was a good thing in that day when you talking, witchcraft, yeah. talk on them witches, Dave.
Yeah. The scripture says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live in the book of Exodus. A lot of these sisters, especially even Hebrew women, I've seen a couple of Hebrew sisters talking about witchcraft. Hey, Ari, I was at work. Now, you know, at my station, at my job, you know, I have my Star Davis. I rep my Hebrew culture. I do my Torah culture. I'm going to tell you something. I had a white lady sit in my chair. She saw my Star Davis. I'm proud of who I am. I'm Hebrew. It is what it is. I'm a Hebrew, Judaic, so-called black American. I'm going to tell you something. This white lady came to me, sat in my chair. She had to get some layers in her hair. And you know what she said? She saw my Star Davis. She saw you Jewish. I said, yeah, I'm full-blooded Hebrew. My whole ancestry is. And she said, okay, well, I'm converted to Judaism. And she said, you know, I'm Torah centered, only follow the commandments. She said, I do too. She said, now you might want to start, I don't know what you know, but she said, I love the alchemy. And she starts talking all this shit about alchemy and what do you call it, the Zohar and all this shit. And I looked at her, I said, what the fuck is, yeah. And now I've studied Kabbalah. I've studied that shit. That's nothing but a bunch of fucking witchcraft. So I'm here to tell y'all, y'all better watch out for some of these women out here. Then I know white ladies is evil. I so it wasn't really shocking to me. But she kept talking about this alchemy and all this shit. And I told her, no. I told her, I just told her wrong. And she just kept talking about this shit. I was just like, And then I'm going to tell you something. It kind of reminded me of Queen of Fool, because she's always with that on Sarnetta couch with the Nepal girl. And I'm going to tell you something. Nepal, she's been talking about lately about the black female, fair female, the pharaohs with black Hebrew sisters, and they the ones that did the magic. She's been talking a lot of that. She's been trying to creep into Israel with that witchcraft shit too. So y'all watch. So some of y'all Hebrew brothers, I understand y'all love them titties on Israel. I know y'all love them sisters that put their titties up there on the videos, and they wear their little head wraps, and they, you know, I'm tell you something. Keep these commandments. Don't follow that shit. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't Paul. I ain't no anti-sister. But I'm just saying, these black women pushing this witchcraft in these doctrines. And I don't know if you remember that one channel where, and me, you talked about this, REI. There was a sister, oh my God, I forgot her name. And I remember you were talking about how her husband was gay as hell. Shit, she was, oh my God.
I was just thinking about that. Gonna bring it up. Original Roots.
Her royal roots.
Yeah. Holder. I think her name was Holder. Something.
Yeah, she was.
And damn, I was intending to ask you that. You see, they got a divorce now.
For real?
Boy, they separate. I was intending, goddamn it, bring that up to ask, show you, tell you about that. Yeah. Yep.
She's a witch. She puts that feminine shit too.
She showed, because you look at it, because I was like watching videos with her, and I watched a video with her talking about witchcraft in Israel. And I used to always look at her, and I'm like, she got a lot of lesbian tendencies. And even though I was seeing her husband, but, you know, he act like he was kind of like Fruity Pebbles too. But I'm like, she's a fucking lesbian. But then I seen a video with a sister talking about she was exposing her. And I noticed lately, I kept wondering, I'm like, damn, I don't see her and dude, because they had a congregation. And I noticed I always see him by himself. I'm like, damn, what happened? Then I just started looking through different videos, trying to, you know, go through different videos and seeing what was going on. And sure enough, I seen a sister talking about her. And she was like, yeah, her and her husband, they got separated and this, that, and another. Like, oh, okay. But, yeah, she was into that witchcraft stuff. And then, brother, remember, now there was an article came out. We talked about on the show briefly. It was a couple of months back, probably damn near a year ago, how they were saying that, y'all can Google this, brothers and sisters, listen to this, how they were saying that a lot of black women are leaving the churches. And they said church. They were talking about church. Leaving a church and actually getting into witchcraft.
Yeah.
And that was an article that said that a lot of black women, because I think it was in, that article was based out of, I want to say Baltimore, but this is happening just all over.
Yeah.
And me and a brother, a partner of mine who was a pastor, me and him was talking about that, and I was telling him about it. He's like, bruh, they been in the damn church. Mm-hmm. They in the church with that stuff. They up in the church with that now. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Alpha Man. Go ahead, brother.
If you ever see a church called Holiness, them some witchcrafting motherfuckers.
Damn. Yep.
Yeah.
Called Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? MGT's a gay too. I'm going to put that out there. Go ahead, Alpha Man. But I'm going to put that out there. MGT's lesbian too.
Yeah, but we were talking about how the women are being manipulated. But see, these faggot ass, failed ass men, are spouting this trans shit too. Now this motherfucker, he's disgusting. This motherfucker out of Philly called Mark Lamont Hill.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Yeah, if you ever hear that motherfucker, smell that motherfucker, see that motherfucker, go the other way, because that's a disgusting piece of shit. Poor excuse for a fucking human.
Damn.
Yeah, so it ain't just the women. It's the punk ass men too spouting that shit. But see, he got to spread his ass cheeks because he wants to be in the limelight. You know?
Yeah.
He's the faggot that was twerking when Dr. Francis Cress Welsing died.
What? Man.
And called her a bitch. Talking about it was about time she died or some bullshit like that.
Damn.
Yeah. So
what
that
you call them, brother? The goddamn homophiles. Them damn homophiles and them homocrats.
Yep. So, yeah.
I don't know. It's like, man, that part of there, man, it's like being even affiliated with that party don't fuck black people up. He probably don't think so. But that part of there, man, you fucked up in that part of there.
Well, they say if you build a cesspool, the shit will come.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, that's what
any way the wind blow.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Because like I always say, the problem with the black community is these motherfucking predators raping our babies, fucking their minds and bodies up, so they don't get to grow up to be real people. They're damaged people. They're battered people. They're raped people. They're sodomized people. But see, this is your Democratic Party, because when I get my crew together to go put an end to this shit, everybody want to come against me, even though they know this motherfucker's raping babies. But they want me locked up because I wanted to stop the shit. That's the black community I fucking know.
That's cold, man. Yeah, see, like I said, what we're talking about, man, they don't want us talking about stuff like this. We can't talk about this, you know. We shouldn't be talking about nothing, man. Y'all ought to be talking about something else. Come on, man. The Democratic Party been good to black folk, man. Come on, man. Y'all must be with their racist ass Republican Party, motherfucker. We just listen here. We just said we don't even go to the party. We don't like the party. Goddamn it. We don't like party. We party. We crash party. So it's like, no, we ain't with damn party. You just got to tell it like it is. And that's what it is. And you can't tell when you're trying to wake your people up or wake the so-called black people up and let them know this poison that they've been taking under the name of the Democratic Party. Been destroying the hell out of our people. And look how long, over 50-some-odd years they've been voting for these people, this particular party. And just look at the communities. Just look at the black communities and see how well off they've gotten. And I don't know how I'm going with this here. I guess I throw this in there too. And it's just like, but it still ain't going to change. It's just like with Creflo Dollar just came out with a video, a lecture class he did, and said that how he told the people that he'd been lying to them about tithes and offerings. He just came out and said that I've been lying to y'all about tithes and offerings. And he said all preachers been teaching this same lie and been misleading people with the tithes and offering about the 10% and all of this stuff. And he even said it. He said, well, they use it as a scare tactic about, will a man rob God? He actually admitted it. But, you know, the point that he did, though, like somebody was sister was talking about with, and he said that is that, and he's like, well, I didn't understand it myself. Well, if you didn't understand it, why the fuck you teaching it? If you knew that you didn't understand it, why was you teaching it? Now, I can understand, like, okay, I might thought this was true myself, so I was teaching it because I was, you know, thinking this was the truth. But when you say that, well, I didn't really have an understanding, but I was teaching it. No, you don't teach the shit you don't fucking understand. unless I really believed it myself. Even on Coach's Freedom, I taught some stuff on here on these shows over the years that I truly believe. And I, you know, when I would teach it because I believed it. But then that was I found out, I started going back and like, hey man, you know, hey man, I made a mistake, or now I learned the truth about this, that ain't what it really was, or so and so. But I'm teaching no shit like, well, I don't really understand it, but I'm gonna tell the people anyway. Hell no. I'm gonna get an understanding out of it. But anyway, he's been teaching that, but like somebody was saying, the point with what he's actually doing, he's doing that because he's going to try to get more money out of, that was his new scam, to get more money out of people. Instead of just trying to tell them the 10%, he's trying now just you being a, thing he's using now called a cheerful giver. So that means the hell with 10%. You can give whatever the fuck you want. I mean, you can give me 50%, 75%, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So now he's finna get, what is that? What's the Wayne brother name? More money. He finna really rob their ass now.
Yeah. Fuck him and the rest of them, like him.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, you know, we got to be careful, man. Like we talk about the politicians and a lot, and going back, we were talking about the brother Ahmed about these women. Who a lot of them, they're doing this stuff deliberately. Ain't nobody tricking the shit out of them. Ain't no adversary. Ain't no, the devil ain't making them doing it. They doing this shit on their own. And it's just like a lot of politicians, preachers, and a lot of these other people, they're doing this shit on their own for their own. Al Sharpton's, they're doing this shit for their own benefit, their own special benefit. They know what they're doing. I had to do it, man, but they made me do it. No, you did that shit on your own.
Oh, yeah. Think about this. Even in the garden. Now, Eve made up a fake, imaginary, how do I put it? You'll never find a talking serpent. So she made up a lie. She made up a talking serpent. Serpent, because she knows if they put out an APB, they'll never find that motherfucker. And that's the lie that she told Adam, because she didn't want Adam to know that this came from her heart. Wasn't no fucking serpent. She made that shit up.
I like this breakdown, right. Alpha Man. That's a cold breakdown, Alpha Man. I like that one that day. Hey, day, you know. Our man didn't teach that class right there on the Liberation Tabernacle. I like that breakdown.
we need you, Alpha Male.
Yeah, that's more Ray Alpha Male now. Goddamn, I like that breakdown. Yeah, he made that shit up. God damn.
Yeah.
And
you know what, Alpha Male? You know what? It's crazy because even with that, what you were talking about with the woman making up the talking serpent, I look at it too. How you broke that down, which I like, how you made that one up real good.
Yes, sir.
Real clever,
I like that.
Brother. I'm gonna tell you something. You gotta look at the how black women now, how they go to these fags to learn how to walk like a black woman. All these fags that want to believe in fairy tales. They have a poofed up imagination that they're fucking females and they're not. So look at that. Look at who the black woman is following. Like you were saying earlier, how they follow these fags. And I don't care what y'all say. They all sis, all them little hired earn and all them motherfuckers, they crazy and they fucking delusional. They ain't no fucking woman. They are not no real woman. Y'all cut y'all balls off and you get butt implant, titties implant. Y'all will never be no real women.
Yeah.
So look who they following. Just look at who they following. So they are, that's the serpent right there, them sissies. Them little fags, they the serpents.
But created by who? Sunray said earlier that these women make that shit possible. They
They keep this shit in existence. Because, like you said, this shit ain't real. Mm-hmm. So that's just showing you what's in their heart to start with. Ain't no fucking conspiracy. These motherfuckers are hateful, vengeful, evil, jealous. You know, all the bad shit you can say about a creature. You know, that's why I tell my wife every day that I had to reevaluate Ike and Tina Turner's relationship.
Damn.
Because I used to say, well, Ike shouldn't hit that woman, but I don't feel that way no more.
Hmm.
You know? So I'm in Ike Turner University. And I tell her every day.
Yeah,
I keep telling her, I say, see, you making me understand Ike more and more. sometimes you don't have to smack a bitch. You know?
In Ike Turner University, yeah.
Definitely. Because, you know, men, left to their vices, they going to hang their dick out the window because they trying to catch a fish. You know, women left to their vices, they will fucking destroy you. They will suck your manhood dry.
Yep.
Yeah,
these black men always talking about swallowing. They love when these women be swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black men always talking about they. And look, I'm going to tell you something. These women, that's how they get these dudes. These dudes like a woman to swallow. I'm going to tell you something. Out of all my years of fucking, I'm going to tell you something. I don't like that shit. They're getting blowjobs and getting your dick sucked in head. I'm going to tell you something. The more spiritual that I've gotten in my life, I'm going to tell you something. I've been celibate 7 fucking years. And I'm going to tell you something. I've noticed. I've seen so much more. I'm being serious. I don't know what it is. Some of y'all brothers just don't know. When you hold that shit in, yeah, I know some of these guys. I had a couple of buddies of mine. He let that shit out. He released. He going to get you there. Oh, yeah, he going to release all that. Because I have homeboy, man, you so angry. You always angry about it. He get your dick sucked and let release that. And I'm like, well, y'all ain't talking about release. I'm going to tell you something. If you release, I'm gonna tell you something. You let these women suck you out, suck you dry. I'm gonna tell you something. She gonna take your mind. They taking your mind when they do that. They taking your pineal gland. I don't care what none of y'all say. My third eye has been fucking open. I have saw through so many females' bullshit. Within the last, I'm being serious. I've seen through so much bullshit, and I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of these women out here, they know. I'm trying to tell y'all, brothers, these fucking women know. They know when a nigga is no. They know. I've noticed that a lot of these females, they know when niggas no. When these dudes got an odd to show, they fucking know. They know these dudes ain't giving them none, ain't out here slinging dick and all that shit. I'm telling you, they know. Because I'm going to tell you something. I talk with whole spirits. I had a girl, a lady. I had a couple of ladies come to me with no clothes on. I'm like, put your fucking clothes on. They want me more.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking, I don't want this shit. Put them little red titties up. Put them shits on.
But you know, you make a point, because I had a woman say to me, you're not that guy, are you? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She was like, well, some guys, you can just tell, you know, they ain't got a brain in their head. They just like little fuck tools. She said, but you're not that guy. I can tell by the way you look at me. You know, so they know.
Yeah.
And
they
They know they when you pick these women brains, they hate that shit.
Oh yeah. Even the ones that want an intelligent man start to hate your ass. Yeah. Because see, they think you're intelligent in the ways of the hustle and the bustle and carrying boxes and protected. But when they realize that your third eye is extremely powerful and you can also, you know, see the unseen, that shit's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Because you couldn't count the times I have brought her out when I had my telescope, and shit I can see with the naked eye, she cannot see.
Hmm.
You know, so yeah, when you're spiritually, or should I say, your spiritual energy is at a high level. People, they develop a fear, you know.
Yes, sir.
And the fear is that people are only going to be so honest. I don't care who they are, you know. But when somebody can read you and know everything about you, that's kind of frightening. Because 9 times out of 10, that person don't like that part about themselves. That's why they keep it hidden. Yeah, so it's deep. It's deep. You know. But here's the bad side. Here's the bad side to this. Now, once they develop that, you know, oh, he think he know everything. See, now they want to sneak in this shit. Because they prejudge your reaction. They already know the answer is. So they're going to go contrary because now their mission is to disrupt your energy. They want to turn your energy from positive to negative. And that's when the Ike Turner, Samuel Jackson, had to come out to you. And you tell them, well, bitch, you did that. That don't mean nothing. When you go and eat, it don't make me shit. So what you do is on you.
Mm.
So if you feel bad about it, you're going to feel bad about your motherfucking self. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? And that's another thing I'm going to put out there, too. For y'all guys out there, y'all love them titties and stuff. I'm going to tell you something. There's something called Kama Sutra. I studied this years ago, and I know you was talking about Maury Ari. I know you were talking about how Dr. York used to talk about the spiritual bass and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you something. That sex magic is a motherfucker. That sex magic. Let me tell you something. You get a lot of these women, especially with, and I talk about this shit all the time, especially with, you know, the East India. A lot of that shit come from Babylon. And India, Iraq, Pakistan, all that shit come from right from there. I'm going to tell you something. That Kama Sutra, all that, the women wear their titties hanging out. And another thing, wearing the clothes. If you see these women always talking about their feet, always putting their feet online. I'm going to tell you something.
Putting their feet online?
Yeah, these Instagram models, the main thing that they push, and I know it's even with these conscious women, like Zaza Ali, like her and a couple other, a whole bunch of these conscious women, I've noticed that they love to put the cult, like, you know how the coals, how years ago they used to have a coal, a lot of these Muslim women you see wearing the coals. I noticed that a lot of these women that are into a lot of the Matt Hotep shit and all that, the ancient Egypt and all that stuff,
I'm gonna tell you something. They love. It's something about they always put their feet on. Always got their had their feet or their titties out. They always gotta push this. It's and they always gotta have these coals and these markings on them. I'm gonna tell y'all. Y'all need to watch out for that shit. Cause I'm gonna tell you something. Them women. It's something. And I'm gonna tell you something. It's Kama Sutra. In the sex magic, that's a part of it. And I noticed when the Pah Shaddai first came out, that's the main thing she was doing. Always having her titties out online. Always putting cold. She's putting cold on her arms and on her hands. Zaza Lee, when she first came out, she was doing the same thing. Always putting drawing colds on herself. The girl that Professor Griff is married to, Soleil, she used to be a rapper, female rapper. You look at her Instagram page, she talk all that conscious shit, too. She always got to put her little coals on herself. She always putting them little markings, drawing, always showing her feet and her titties. Check this shit out. Queen of Fool do it, too.
Hey, Dave, have you ever heard of Pascal Beverly Randolph?
Who?
Pascal Beverly Randolph.
No.
That was a black dude that was heavy, heavy into that sex magic shit. And you know the founder of the Dianetic shit? He studied under Pascal Beverly Randolph. So the sex magic thing and with that Dianetic shit and how the fuck it got into the Nation of Islam, that's some strange shit, ain't it?
But look, I'm glad you put magic, that up.
And they, right fast, they did Aleister Crowley one style used to practice all of that sex magic shit, too.
Yep. And let me put something there. Mosque Marion. They pushing the woman. Mosque Marion. Made the Catholic Church. And they a bunch of, they worship Mother Mary, supposed to be a saint, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they into all that weird sex shit, too.
Huh. Yeah, but look up Pascal Beverly Randolph, and you'll learn some shit about that witchcraft, because it's directly tied to witchcraft.
I've heard that name, but I don't know nothing about him. But I think I've heard that name, especially when you say the Beverly Randolph. I remember hearing that before.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
He was a medical doctor and an occultist.
Oh, well, yeah, that sound about right, because that was Aleister Crowley, O.T.O., and sex magic, yeah.
Yeah.
Sound ties in.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And you remember Farrakhan was pushing the black woman thing at one point, that doctrine? You remember that? He was having women only going to his house? You remember that? He was having a woman go to... You remember that? He was having a woman go to his house, and he was having a women's only conference. You and Brother Eric talked about that years ago. You remember that? He had one Sunday where he had all only women only. You remember that? He was talking about the woman, man got fries tied in the woman. You remember that?
Yeah. I remember that what I was saying, Dave, I was talking about the Nawamian thing. I remember it was a brother here. That he was in, he was with the Nawab. I don't know if he actually was a Nawab. He used to come to the class. I will say that. And I've heard some sisters were saying that he was doing them spiritual baths on them. But he was, and someone would say that they weighing up. Now I don't know. I think it's some bullshit. Some part it was some things that they was they did themselves because. Ain't nowhere in the hell I'm finna let this dude, I don't give a fuck if we do come to the same bookstore, we're in the class, You ain't finna be giving me no goddamn talking about no spiritual bath. And they talking about they wake up, they ain't no wake up naked. There was a couple of sisters was saying that they ain't they waking up naked. And they was talking about him like, man, hey, he was around here molesting women and shit. And they all was heading the same stool. Yeah, he was talking about he trying to give you a spiritual bath and show you how to do a spiritual bath. And I ended up woke up butt naked and stuff and all this old shit. I'm like, shit. What motherfucking strain do you finna let teach your ass how to do a bath anyway if it ain't your goddamn mug?
Who was this?
It was a brother when we had the bookstore here in Memphis, and you know, it was in Nuwabian. That was when I used to be the Nuwabian. And I don't know if he was actually Nuwabian. I don't know. Anybody can come to the bookstore. But he used to come to the bookstore and was and sometimes you know we had classes. At the bookstore, at a bookstore, and he come to the class at some time. And I remember some sisters was a couple of sisters that I know was saying that that he gave him a spiritual bath and was supposed to be showing them how to do spiritual baths and stuff. And they woke up butt naked and shit. And you know, like something that he probably put some on them or knocked them out. They don't, and they really didn't see if they know that he molested them or nothing or raped them or whatever. They just said they just know that he's supposed to. All they remember that he's supposed to show them how to do a spiritual bath, and if they ain't know some shit, they woke up, they was completely naked, laid out, and they were just saying they think he had did it, you know. But it was several sisters that said this shit, so I don't know. But they was, it was sort of word was going around that he had been kind of molesting these women. So where are you? I don't know. That was years ago. That was way years ago. You know, yeah. When I had the bookstore here in Memphis. You know, but he just started, you know, popping up. You know, coming to the class. Like I don't know if he was actually a regular member in the Wavin, or did he just start coming around? People knew him. You know, a lot of the Italy community that was in Memphis, people just they all knew each other. You know, here and everybody get a fucking along with each other anyway. But a lot of time, but. Maybe he knew somebody who's coming to the store, and he came to a couple of classes. Because it was open to anybody who come to classes. So, I don't know. I ain't going to say he was actually a member of the Wapa, but I don't know. But it was just crazy. I remember them stories about the spiritual baths. So, yeah, man, in the name of all this occultism, man, you have people doing all kind of shit in the name of spirituality. And it ain't just... And here's the thing. A lot of people like to put it off on the churches and what the churches are doing and so on. So, no, there's a lot of things that outside of churches, like you have these spiritual groups that be doing a lot of foul-ass shit.
Yeah.
A lot of foul-ass stuff and doing, especially putting spells on people and shit. I've heard people like trying to draw women to them and get women attracted to them and shit. Now, these ain't no church people here now. These ain't no people going to the mosques and none of that shit. There's no Israel putting you know, what you call them thing, tarot cards and all kind of shit up on the people, you know. Well, I ain't going to say what they did, but putting all kind of so-called spells on people. So there's a lot of people out here fucking around with a lot of witchcraft and a lot of other shit like that, spells and putting on people, man. So you got to be very careful who you be fucking around with.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm very skeptical about a lot of shit now.
Oh, yeah. I just can't fuck with it. I just can't. I'm too sensitive to that negative bullshit.
Yes, sir. I don't know. I used to fuck with her years ago when I was the young. I used to mess with this the European girl. She was from Louisiana, and I don't know what I didn't know. Actually, I didn't know nothing about none of this shit, man. No voodoo, nothing. But it was something, man. That happened to me years ago. I was like, I was just wondering. I ain't saying she did, but it was just something like that. Man, I wonder if this motherfucker put a root on my ass or something. Once I learned about it, because they're like, damn, that motherfucker was from Louisiana. And I'm like, damn, if that motherfucker put a root on me, man, I'm like, god damn. Because it was like, okay, well, we were dating. She was a white girl. and we started dating. She acted like she was black a little bit, but you know how she had to act like she was cool. But she dated, she dated a lot of white black guys. Well, I can say a lot. I know what a dude is. She from Louisiana. She was dating. But anyway, I started noticing when me and her broke up, man, a lot of weird ass, like, I stayed getting fucked up, going to jail, all kind of fucked up shit, bad shit. I'm like, I wonder if that motherfucker put something on me, man. Fuck me up. Did she put something on me, man? And then put a bad root on my ass? Like, I can't do nothing right. And I ain't gonna say it happened, but I always remember they talking about, you know, New Orleans and voodoo and shit. I'm like, damn.
Well, I can tell you a story. I was in the military, and this dude, he was one of my roommates, and he met this chick from Louisiana. Now, I don't know where this chick came from. Nobody does. They start dating, and this motherfucker changed, like, in a week. I mean, she was hiding in her bathroom, like when he come in, we come in, she'd pop out, crazy shit. And then when she got mad, we go in the bathroom one day, there's his comb on the floor. She had a picture and had burned his hair on this picture. And from that time on, I mean, he went downhill. He got kicked out of the service. Like, he just started acting weird, man. Now, I don't know if she put some roots on his head, but that was one hell of a coincidence.
Damn.
Yeah.
And, Bert Day, you was mentioning about Nepal. I watched a couple of videos with her on Sarnetta, and I was just, you know, Sarnetta was on the screen, she was on the screen, and some other people. But, bro, I just focus on her, right? And I'm going to be honest, when I was looking at her, she had that, it's like that look. It was like put your ass on a spell and had you like fucked up. Because you, I'm going to be honest, it's like, man, like, I hope my wife don't come in here and hear me and come in and get a motherfucking baseball bat. Yeah, motherfucker, you don't lie looking at somebody else. But anyway, let me check it out. But, but man, she had that look, Dave. Like you said, bro, it was like, she had that attractive motherfucking little look. It was like he was attracted to that motherfucker. He was looking at her like, and he was like stuck, man. And like, damn, man, she looking good. But all the time it was like a hypnotizing type look. Looking at her like, damn, she looked kind of good, man. She looked kind of beautiful. But it was another thing at the same time. It was like a hypnotizing look because the shit that she was doing, like with her eyes and shit, it was like, this motherfucker doing one of them Erykah Badu on your ass. You know, because they be talking about Erykah Badu, she'll get you with them goddamn eyes. And that's how Nepal be looking. You see, yeah, man, watch motherfucking Nepal, I'm telling you, bro, she get your ass.
And you know what? And they got mad at me because she was in the nights. Well, she was in after I got excommunicated out that camp. And I'm going to tell you something. I was talking about that. I was talking about some of them females, that old, you know, I ain't going to put his name out. I don't even want to give him no damn views. But I'll say old Bobby Brown. But all I got to say is his ass. You know, and I said, man, some of them females that he was around that was coming on, I was like, yo, they got to be putting spells on this motherfucker. They got to be, because I just started hearing certain shit that they were saying and they was doing. And I'm just like, man, if they don't see that these women are not for Israel. Because even her channel, her old channel, has nothing but damn demonic shit up there. And she deleted
it. Nepal.
Yeah, her old channel, she was saying all that shit. All them spells and shit. A lot of them, her, Zaza Lee, all those women that go on that channel, they started out with witchcraft.
Hey, Brother Dave, yeah. I remember a video. I mean, to cut you out, you like it. I remember a video. What you said? I remember a video where she was on there, bro. She was on her. I think it was on her channel or something, where she was doing sacrificing a chicken or something. She was doing. Bro, I'm actually looking up on her page now, man. Since you mentioned this shit, I'm looking up on her page.
I'm moving the ball in one video.
And it's crazy, Dave. One of her videos, she got her breast damn near popping out this motherfucker. don't do it.
She got
I ain't going to do it. I was just looking at it because I was looking inside. Nothing there was a thing she had. It had a show. It had this brother. I like what he was talking about, spirituality and science. I like what he was saying about that one. But brother, the show was entitled on Sarnetta, From the Darkness into the Light. And she kept on saying that shit. From the darkness to the light. She kept on saying shit like that. Coming in the dark to the light. The darkness. She kept on saying shit about that.
But they just told you how dangerous that bitch is. So stay away from her page and don't be repeating her chant. Cause you don't put yourself under spell, bro.
Yeah. I was like tripping off this shit. I was like, damn. Yeah, you see her ad day. She's something else, man. I see. Cause I used to hear Dave, you know, talking about her, you know, something like that. But I didn't know shit about her. And I was like, okay. But I was just watching the. I was just watching the lecture they was doing one day, and I was just. Somehow, I was watching, looking at everybody else on there, and then I just started watching her demeanor, because I started thinking about what Dave was saying. I started watching her demeanor. I said, she got that motherfucker. She got that kind of look that'll hook your ass and have you fucked up. And I just kept watching her. I'm like, and she got that look like, it's like that attractive look. You like, damn, she attractive. And then there's something else you can, like, spiritually you be saying, oh, this motherfucker, he'll fuck you. Oh, I mean, it's just something. I can't explain it, though, but it's like, man, nah, you got to leave that motherfucker alone. No. She putting your ass under spell, how she looking. It's the same way. That's why I don't even listen to Erykah Badu. I move away from stop fucking with Erykah Badu.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take, whoever tells me the story, I'm going to trust, I'm going to take their word for it. Because I don't want to see it.
Yes,
I tell people all the time, I ain't Superman, shit. I ain't immune to all this bullshit. So why am I going to look at him? Be walking around here clucking like a chicken or some shit. Don't know what the fuck happened.
Clucking like a chicken. Yeah, she a motherfucker. And I know today, though, so I never don't call her. So I never going to be saying that shit no more. I ain't heard. He like, this is my wife. I know that he don't do that shit no more. He just say Nepal, so-and-so. But he don't do that, this my wife and all that no more like he was doing. Yeah, but man, it's some wicked stuff, but like I said, but Alphamere just brought on a whole new thing tonight, y'all, when we were talking about the adversary, you know, stop being deceived by the adversary. And Alphamere, I'm going to let you go right fast, Dave. But Alphamere, I just want to throw this out. Alphamere just brought on the whole thing, though, because even with the title saying being deceived by the adversary. But Alphamere just brought another thing to this deal, y'all, that, hey, it ain't just like you saying the devil making them do it. It's some things, like I said, they're being led by their own desire. That a lot of this stuff, why these black, some of our black women doing what they're doing. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was going to put up there the numerology thing, too. Like, I remember with Tynetta Muhammad when she was alive. She used to always talk about the number 19 and all that shit. That's demonic.
Yeah, now, number 19, brother, when you study Islam, something about Islam. Me and Brother Al, I mean, not Alpha Male, my bad. Brother Umar. Elder Umar, peace to Brother Umar. We was talking about that. And Dr. York had a book, and they was talking about how that number 19 dealing with in Islam, that's where she get that stuff from. It was another brother. Man, I wish brother, he was on here for Umar. and that number 19. There was a brother they actually, he said they killed him. His name was Rasul or something. How he actually broke that shit down dealing with the number 19 as far as dealing with the Quran and Islam. And Dr. York went into that about how this number 19 is dealing with something with the Quran and Islam. So that's what Taneta Muhammad actually got a lot of it from, dealing with that number 19. It is something about the Quran and the number system that deal with the number 19. I'm going to have to look it up, Dana, and I'm going to have to go back in, because I was reading about that about a week ago when Dr. York was breaking it down. I read a book that he was talking about 360 questions asked to Sunni Muslim, and I read that book about damn near 10 years ago, so you know I ain't had a whole understanding at that time. But there's something about that number 19 in Islam, though. Why that she even was dealing with that number 19. It's something dealing with the Quran and Islam. I think it was going to something about how you can put that number in the computer system dealing with the Quran. And I'm gonna look it up, man. If I can get the whole rundown and break it down. It was deep though. It was some deep shit too.
Well, let us know.
Hey, can you tell me that one name again, Alpha Male?
Let me see.
That one dude that you said with Dianetics.
Oh, Pascal Beverly Randolph.
Pascal Beverly Randolph. Yeah, I'm going to look into that because I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard that Beverly Randolph. I remember hearing that before.
Well, that's where all that psych. Psychological, occultist, sex magic shit kind of originated. So, But I think, and I ain't sure about this, but I think he got that shit from over there in India. I'm not sure.
I was just going to ask, was he before Aleister Crowley or after?
Ah, shit. You got me there. I have no idea.
Okay. but still, again, though, with what you're saying, though, even with that, because you just said, you said a key thing, he got that from India. Because even with Madame Blavatsky and a lot of them, and a lot of stuff that ties back over to India. When people be talking about this goddamn, what's his name, Bobby Hemmett, all of them, you know, when they had all this stuff talking about the Kundalini energy, all of that goes back into in India. So a lot of them was getting a lot of this Eastern philosophy and shit. Even with the Nation of Islam, they, Farad Muhammad and all of this, they got a lot of that from what's called the Akpatiya, and they was getting all of that stuff out of India. So they have a lot of this. Especially like with this occultic shit, because like I said, Madame Blavatsky, Aleister Crowley, all of them came up and got a lot of this shit out of the Indian shit, the philosophy, East Indian philosophy.
Yeah.
Even with Bobby Hemmett, used to talk about he'd be pouring out libations and he'd be calling on Kali Ma and all that old shit.
Yeah, because I remember somebody had turned me on to him. And he was talking about having sex with these dark entities or spirits or some shit.
Yeah, Mama Bridget and all this stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, well, why would you? If a dark spirit showed up that I could interact with, I got questions for that motherfucker. And sex ain't one of them.
Yeah, because he was saying that, because I listened to a show with him. I used to listen to him at first, because he was on, it was right here on Blog Talk. I don't know. She might still be gone. Her name, Miss Blue. They used to call her Miss Blue. Man, back in the day, her show was popping. Blog Talk was really popping back in the day for Miss Blue. And Bobby Hemmett used to be on there, and he was talking about how he had sex with Mama Bridget. I don't know what tradition that is. I forgot what tradition that is. Y'all ever heard of her before, Mama Bridget?
No.
I guess I don't know what kind of what African spiritual tradition that he is. Could have had one called Mama Watchers. Now, he didn't say he had sex with her, but he said something about Mama. But he said, I had sex with her. I tore that ass up. Now, I'm like, man, this dude crazy as hell. But he might be into it. Yeah, it's almost like he was like a set or something. But he was talking about how he had sex with his spirit. I said, man, this dude is crazy.
Yeah. But
and that's why I keep on. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying, any entity that would visit me, I got some deep philosophical questions. And, well, I don't think I'd be getting aroused.
Yeah, especially when I have sex with him. Because he's always said a lot of shit, man. That dude, and please forgive me, Mola, but I still would say, I put this on record, I don't say that numerous of times, and I would say by that man always to be messing with these different spirits and calling on this spirit and doing all this, I still would say to this day, it is all in my personal opinion. I can't prove this, y'all. But I say this. When Bobby Hemmett that fucking with these different stuff opened himself up, and Miss Rye, I say he had that seizure or bad like he did, fucking around with all these different spirits, and something probably attacked that man because he was talking about these quartz crystals and all of this other shit. He was selling, talking about selling some angelical stimulus packages. He was selling pictures now, pictures of these damn entities and all of this stuff. And I remember, now, even after Dr. Yo got locked up, now, I don't know what the Nawabi just came up with this, but they did write a book. I think I still got one of them. It was called Feeding the Forces. And it is true, and I agree with this. He was saying, like, you know, how you're feeding the forces. You call on ancestral deities or whatnot that's not of your bloodline. And even they, you know, we were talking about the thing about the Gentiles and stuff the other day, right? We listened to the thing and how it was saying that, and even the Bible was talking about a lot of things about in the Torah, how you calling on these different gods and whatnot that's not tied into your own bloodline. This says us as so-called African descendant people or whatnot, we're calling on European deities and shit like that that has nothing. We're feeding, you know, their ancestral forces instead of ours, because we're calling on their gods, like sit down there like Zeus. Like people say the name Jesus is actually Zeus and, damn, I forgot the other one. It was two names they said, Zeus and something else put together. Which is Greek. So it was like a lot of things you calling on, like Bobby Hemmett was tying in to these damn, like the Hindu deities and calling on these deities and saying that, well, they was actually black gods first before this person had it. But you can't be fucking around calling on these damn different forces that ain't got shit to do with you. To your answer, that's why people be talking about ancestors. And you calling on some other bullshit like saying, oh my God, I can't make up now. Like say a Zeus that probably deal with Europeans. And you'd be wondering why Europeans constantly stand in power and ruling, because you calling on their fucking ancestors power and giving their ancestors the, you know, the powers and the stuff. They're calling on your own ancestors. We used to like to get into a lot of African spiritual system, that shit it'll make sense to you. But it's like we're tapping into other shit and entities. You're opening yourselves up to forces that you shouldn't be fucking with. And it's just like they talk about the Ouija board. When you fuck with that Ouija board, and I remember that even what Dr. York was saying is, you start messing around with that fucking Ouija board, you might thinking you're trying to contact grandmama, granddaddy, whoever else. But it could be forces, entities, spiritual beings disguising themselves as their grandmama. When you mess with the goddamn Ouija, they disguise themselves as Ouija. I mean, like they grandmama, you communicate with grandma. But it could be a whole nother spiritual force. And once they say you open that vortex up, that portal, And you don't know who the fuck that is really came through that portal. Let me tell y'all something. It's this European dude. I mean, not a European dude, but on the job I'm at. And they talked about how a dude then was telling me how that building at. He said, man, yeah, they're building, hell, this building haunted like a month. This building haunted, man. They were talking about how they used to come in. Some of the guys used to come in, like, because he had a street sweeping place there, too, before they became the garbage place. And they said how the guys used to come in, and one mechanic, he was there by himself. He sat down a wrench. He knew he was working on his truck. He worked on the wrench. He had the wrench sitting there, all his tools. And he, like I said, he heard some of it. It's like two parts of it. And he could hear in the other room, it's like a whole bunch of people was over there having a party. He's like, it's 3-something in the morning. He's like, I know I'm in this motherfucker by myself. So he's like, he walked over to the other side and looking over there and trying to see was anybody over there talking and shit. He said he wasn't nobody over there. So he came back. He started working on his truck, and he looking for this certain tool. He's like, where my goddamn wrench go? I know this motherfucker was right here. Then so he walked off and shit and came back, you know, did something else. He said the wrench was right back there again. And they were just talking about a lot of guys that said they had experience. They're like, they said, yeah, man, that room over there, bro. They said, man, you could be over here. Man, it probably would be sound like people over there having a party. And they were saying that these people, it used to be a whole bunch of white people back in the day, but not really back in the day. So white people, they was on the same building. They were fucking around with a Ouija board at that location. They were fucking around with a Ouija board and saying they said they was something had happened. They said the Ouija board is a field. They said, man, and some trees back there. They said the Ouija board is buried out there in the back there. But it was when I was white, they were telling me about this shit. I like, bro, yeah. I remember what Daddy, you know, was telling us about this Ouija board. When you fuck with that Ouija, you can open that motherfucker up and open a portal up. And they say, like, and once you open that portal, vortex up, you don't know what comes through that portal. That's why I was saying, like, spirituality, and I know most people negate it. And that's why I like this brother. I can't think of his name. Saku. I think he was on Sonnetta. He's from Nigeria. I like what that brother was saying. It was a conversation they was having. And most people that deal with science now, and that's why I was going to get into a little bit, too, on the conversation, the topic about dealing with how Western, and I'm using Western European education that we have here have actually destroyed the African mind with the title I was supposed to be about right before I got sick. But anyway, is that because it made me think, well, with the brother Saku, I hope I'm saying his name right. What he was saying, and most people, like, they think, right, today, whether you're dealing with science, and that's it. Science is just the creme de la creme. It's like you can't be spiritual and deal with science. Most people are going to probably say religion, but some people don't. We don't use religion. Some people say we just say spirit. It's like those two can't coincide with each other. But even if you study Kemen and even some other African traditions, hell, it's like the brother Saku was saying, when you study this, it's just an African tradition. We never make a distinction. It's like we in here in America, we make it like it's a distinction. Oh, man, you can't fuck religion, fuck with spirituality, you know what I'm saying? Because science, you know, trump all of that. Man, you know, because science is going to kill all that religious shit, that spirituality shit. But when we look at it in African traditions, it was all coincided together. Spiritual, it dealt with science, dealing with studying the, you know, nature and things around them, because science, you know, that's a big field. People like this, that science, you're just thinking you shaking vials and shaking lab tubes and shit. Science, you know, just to mean the studying the knowledge. Well, I forgot how the definition was. It's studying, I think it's the knowledge of or something to that degree. I forgot the definition now, science. But we just thinking about you in a goddamn lab, you know what I'm saying, with the test tubes, and that's science all by itself. It's many different fields of science. But anyway, so the Africans, and I'm just using this term, Africa, it never was a time when you really look at that we didn't have, that we made a difference
between it. It just was. We were spiritual. We were science. We dealt with science. We dealt with all of it. But now it's like we here in this society, you listen to a lot of the guys, it's like either you're going to be spiritual or you're going to be into science. You can't have both. You're both ways. And it's like you even look at some religious, well, even Christians, some Christians who are scientists, but they Christians. They Jews. They whatever. And they, but they're scientists. See, most people who, you know, now like that, who may be into religion, as we say, we don't make a damn difference between that shit. But it's most people who like, I fuck God and all like that. Hell with God and all that bullshit. They like, they the ones who's into science. Like say like a person like Unc them. They make it like you can't be that way. It's like, fuck God because science talk all of that shit. Like the Big Bang Theory. People want to talk about the Big Bang. Well, ain't no God created, you know, wasn't no so-called God. And then you start talking about the Big Bang Theory. But they, you know, man, you were talking about this a couple of weeks ago or whatever. But when you look at the Big Bang Theory, the concept of the Big Bang Theory that people want to bring up, instead of saying, well, it wasn't no God who did this. And, you know, they, and they start talking to you about the Big Bang Theory. Well, if they really look at it and look up, y'all, in Google search or Bing search, however you, whatever you do, you will find that it was a Catholic priest, I think it was a priest, who was the one who came up with that concept of the Big Bang. Let me say it again, y'all. It was a fucking Catholic priest who came up with the concept of the Big Bang. So when you go against religion or spirituality or whatever, you trying to present the Big Bang, say there wasn't no God, a Catholic, the one came up with that fucking concept. And you know what how he came up with it? From the Bible. Look it up, y'all. Look it up. Don't take my word on it. Look it up. Because the concept of him studying the Bible, that's what he came up in other studies. And he was also a physicist and dealt with science too. But his concept came from the Bible. So, man, yeah. So, you know, so it behooves me a lot of time. You know, we act like, and that's why I said sometimes this westernized education that we have been getting, talk about evolution and all of this other, you know, some, I know I was going to say some silly shit, but evolution and all of this type of stuff. And it's like we're talking about the black woman, he's educated and how they're, you know, what they're promoting a lot of stuff through progressive, liberal doctrine and education. It's a lot of stuff that we're getting as so-called people of African descent, whatever, Israelite descent, whatever, that we're espousing a lot of shit that don't have a damn thing to do with us. It's not concept that African people truly believe. Because I was looking it up. When I was sick, I was studying a lot of this stuff about evolution and all of this stuff and going into that and just looking at how they believe what they believe in Africa. There's a large number of people in Africa don't believe that bullshit about evolution. Don't believe that. Now, off them and all these people, they promote this shit, but and over in Africa, they don't believe it. Now, you got a portion that does it because of conquering and colonizing of Europeans who have brought that education in there. But actually, from the African, true African concepts, they don't teach that bullshit that we evolved from those primates or so-and-so. They don't teach that bullshit.
Yeah.
They don't teach that. I don't know how I went into this. Go ahead, brother.
Here's the funny part. Now, yes, you see that little evolution chart they have? Like, you know, from some shrimp in the water all the way up to somebody walking upright?
Yes, sir.
They never complete the chart, though. That chart goes down. Goes right back down to where it began.
Dang.
Because if you believe in evolution, well, you have to believe
and devolution, because societally and every, we're getting dumber and fucking dumber. So we must be on our way. We must be on our way back to becoming a fucking pond shrimp.
Damn, let's go.
Yes,
and brother, remember, yes, sir, I mean, could y'all go ahead, Dan? That's cold.
No, I was done on that one.
Okay. I remember two things somebody was saying I've heard somebody bring before about evolution. I forgot what scholar was, Black Brother. And they were saying that if you go with that theory, right, and they'll say, okay, because that Black people was original man and woman. So basically, we were the ones that started off evolving from this. Just say, I don't know, this thing that looked like a damn gorilla. And then you came up with Black people, because we said we were the first people on the planet. So that means we evolved up out of these type of things. And then we said a white man, what he called the Johnny Come Lately, he's the last one to hit the planet. And he said, well, and this is what the brother said. So what they're saying, you look, go with that. When you get to the last stage, the white man is the perfected being. Is that what he's telling you? He's the perfected, because he's the last stage. I was like, damn, dude, I forgot who said that shit. He's like, he's saying that he is the perfection, because he's the last stage. And you think about Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whatever, but he talk about the grafting. And like I said, you get the white is the last stage, and that's it. Ain't nothing else after that. Like, motherfuckers just going to disappear after that, after the so-called white and transparent. But in another level, I was looking at some stuff, and they were showing about how they was talking about the, you know, the leakies and stuff, how they was talking about in Kenya. I forgot what they called it. Damn, I forgot what they called that being. That supposed to be ape-looking damn thing, a gorilla-looking thing. And they were saying that, oh, yeah, they started off in Africa and Tanzania or something like that. But they were saying that they climbed and they lived in trees. We were living in trees. And y'all think about that, man. So I don't fuck with that evolution bullshit, with that shit right there. Because even you think about it, how they talk about Black people, we were monkeys. I remember y'all ever heard that? They said about Black people monkeys, we got tails and all of that. That they were telling about Black people. And we want to run around here and espouse evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Evolving from something. And I don't want to say, okay, we talk about Kimmy. How do we get so intelligent? Shows well how we got so intelligent, so advanced, to even build from going from like a primate or whatever they want to say we were, to be so advanced to build civilizations that they did in Africa from Nubia all the way to Kemet. What, how the fuck they got so advanced? And if we came up out of goddamn water, because some said we started off as like a tadpole in the water or whatever, like an organism out of the water. How did we get so advanced and so, as like I said, to do what they did in Kemet and other organizations? And then even spiritual, now what does spiritual part come in there too? Even the spiritual aspect, where we get, and that's why I said again, when we getting tied into certain things that you get, like, I'm trying to figure out how to put it, y'all. It's also might people sound crazy. Like, certain things you get, like, I'm going to say spiritual insight. Something telling you, like, you know, it might seem like it's outside of you. I'm going to say it like that, y'all. It might sound like it's something that's inspiring. Hey, man, don't do that, bro. Hey, and then there might be something else telling you, hey, go ahead and do that, rob that old lady. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, man, be careful. Like, even in your dreams and whatnot, we got to still explain that type of shit. What about these dreams and your dream that showed you and gave you warning signs? How all this tie in? And right. Even, like I said, I'm like, science ain't explaining all this shit, man. You know, it's like as Africans, we bonded to. They always, it's just where it was no a category. You either had to be a scientist or you had to be spiritual. Like, they just, it just was. I'm just saying it was both. you were spiritual shit, and you dealt with nature, and you dealt with the signs around you. Go ahead, y'all. I'm talking enough shit.
Well, I can tell you one major difference. Now,
yes, sir.
With the Africans, with our ancestors, science was developed by, how do I say it, by proof, right? So it became science because somebody put in the work and proved it to be. European science is all theoretical. It's shit they know can be done, they don't know how to do. And so all theoretical. You got theoretical physicists, you got theoretical this. They write theories to get doctors. Everything's a theory. Nothing's ever been established. But if you look at Africa, all the things that they call science, the things they develop, not no theory.
There you go.
And I've always asked myself, now, you know they're always talking about lost civilizations.
Yes, sir.
But my question is, if you were smart enough upon the arrival of these savages and you had the ability to leave the planet, would you leave any information or a trail to how you did and where you went?
No, sir.
Yeah. So, like I said, we are devolving. The intelligence we came here with, we don't have a hair of it now. And that's due to what Europeans call capitalism. We just call it slavery. You know. You're constantly under stress. The DNA changes. It actually locks down because you're constantly in fight or flight mode. But, we're definitely devolving. You know?
Damn. That's a good one. Yeah, you know what, brother? That show up, because I remember how people saying that we, we're going, that we're taking us through a dumb-downing process. I mean, we were asking, listen to Doc with that. He was like, down, that's why they want to put everything on, make even books, everything digital, where you can't actually, the damn book will read to you, and you're not using your mind and as far as reading yourself and exercising your own brain and smartphones and this and that. So everything's about dumbing us down, even with smart technology, but it's the dumb you down. It's like, again, hell, I ain't gonna lie, I can't remember no goddamn by the telephone number by heart. I got the goddamn phone that's locked in here in this smartphone that remember all this shit for me. But and so, like I said, even reading sometimes, but I like to read. But like you said, now they got it where, like, even like some things in the Bible, I got Bible apps. The mother read the Bible for you. So you're not exercising your brain. And a lot of the stuff you're not able to memorize because you're not actually reading it for yourself and saying the words. So, yeah, so like I said, they are dominant. Like even with the rap, Mama Purim was talking about hip-hop the other day. And even with the rap, all that mumble rap shit. I double that, double that, double that, double that. Like, what the fuck is you saying, dog? What is you saying, bro?
Mm-hmm.
It's like mumbling like a newborn baby. He's trying to learn how to speak. Like, huh? What you say? You trying to understand him? It's just like, but now these grown ass people who's actually mumbling. I remember my daddy used to tell me when I was young, "Well, open your mouth and talk. I don't understand you. What you say?" So this is what the rappers doing. They doing that mumbling shit, bro. I don't understand. You open your mouth and talk.
That's witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
They know what they're saying. That witches group, you know. You see that? I tell people, don't see that shit. You know, matter of fact, I ain't even got to hear it. I can just feel the vibrations from the car next to me. And I know exactly what it is. And back to devolving or evolving, I give an example of how they got us so fucked up. Now, I'm going to look at this two ways. All right. how can somebody convince you with $1 million in the bank and you starve to death because you can't get food?
Hmm.
Now, spiritually, how is it you come into this world with the blood and the information and the energy from your ancestors, but somebody convinced you that what you're looking for is outside of you?
Hmm.
Now, just think about those two scenarios. The first thing, you'd be like, God, that's crazy. You know, I mean, you got money in the bank. Just go to McDonald's or something. But we don't look at us that simplistically. There's something blocking us from saying, you know what? The Creator gave me everything I need right here in my little pouch. And I'm looking at everybody else's pouch. I'm a goddamn fool.
Man.
Yeah. So that's how cold the game is. You know, you sent me the video on how they killing us with paperwork. You know, when I go to a gig, you know, first question that a motherfucker want to ask you, can you read music? I don't need to read music. Black people don't, well, real black people don't need to read music. We just have innate musicality. We feel shit.
Yeah.
You know, the reason shit comes out so well is because, you know, our energy is so intermingled, it just makes something beautiful. But when you start reading the shit, it's just cold and sterile and, you know, it's lifeless. You know, but it's all a game. Because, again, they have to make it that way so they can simulate and emulate, because they don't have it in them.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a serious trick. And then you go back to the education system. You know, it's there to make you as dumb as they are. You know?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I look at people now complaining about school like, well, you the dummy. You sending your kid to be taught by people who your enemy selected. You know, either you homeschool them or you shut the fuck up and prepare for when this little motherfucker turn on you. You know what I mean? It's not hard.
Prepare for you turn on you. God damn.
Because they're going to turn on you just like I did with my parents. Well, not my dad, but my mom. You know, she kept harping, education. And these motherfuckers lying to me. We have issues because I'm a this little tiny motherfucker, probably couldn't be a grasshopper, but I'm calling them liars and bitches, and, you know, because I'm like, you lie, bitch, you know, because for some reason at a very, very young age, I knew shit I shouldn't have known, you know. So now I'm mad at school, you know. Now my mom would have beat my ass because I was mad at school. Now I'm resenting her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it could turn out bad for a parent.
That's it. Yeah. Like my mama used to tell me, boy, you don't go to school and get education, you ain't going to be so-and-so. You ain't going to be nothing in life. You going to be... But damn, mama. Yeah. Okay, I didn't finish school. I dropped out in the seventh grade, but it seemed like you sure be asking me a hell of a lot of bullshit that you went farther than I did.
And then sometimes... Ask yourself the question. Why did you drop out of school? You know, that's a source of anger right there, because you dropped out because you realized it was bullshit. You were being forced into it. The shit they were trying to teach you didn't jive with you. So now that's a source of anger. So when you hit the streets, you wasn't hitting the streets to go, you know, to find a better way. You were fucking angry. Because the person that loves you, well, say they love you and want the best for you, is forcing you into this uncomfortable situation. And you too young to really do anything about it. First chance you get, you mad, you bounce. Yeah. And then it's a whole lot of motherfuckers in the street that understand where you're coming from, but see, they've been there longer. so they can manipulate you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So they send you in the wrong direction. The next thing you know, you got a story. Yes, sir.
Sam, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, Dave, we ain't recording no more. We over in overtime now, so we ain't recording. But, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, I hated school. I tell y'all all the time, I got experience from 12 schools. I did not like school. Alternative school, went there about 3 times. I'm going to tell you something, I did not like school. Man, I'm going to tell you something, I learned more outside of school than in school. Because I will tell you that, and when I went back to school, got my diploma and my, you know, associate's degree from community college. And I'm going to tell you something, I learned more outside than motherfucker than inside. I'm going to tell you something, ain't shit. It's easy as fuck to get a damn associate's degree. I got to say, I got it all in 1 year. All in 1 year. And you know what? They don't tell you that. A diploma, you can go to any community college and take a general education degree. And that's just a degree for all the fucking subjects in high school. A lot of people don't even know that. People talk about GEDs and shit. Man, fuck a GED. You can go to college. You can, what they don't tell you, you just go to college. It's called a CLEP test. Trust me. I know. You ain't gotta do nothing to get a damn diploma. Or associate's degree. You ain't gotta have no diploma. You can get an associate's degree.
And all this shit you got to have, you know, they say it's for your own good, but it's all done at the barrel of a gun. If you make your own choice, then they make every effort to fuck your life up. So what fucking choice? You know, I don't know a motherfucker on this planet that is paying taxes out of the goodness of that motherfucker heart. They worried about getting shot the fuck up and them black helicopters paying them over there.
Right.
You know, I don't know a motherfucker that took that motherfucking vaccination voluntarily. They were afraid to get fired. They were afraid to lose their benefits. It had nothing to do with the fucking COVID. They were doing that shit because of a fucking threat. You know, so everything, you know, that they say is for our benefit is always at the barrel of a gun. If the shit was that good, we'd be coming to get it. Well, what would we?
That's a global point.
I'm going to tell you something. I turned down for 2 job offers at Good Salon because I didn't take the damn vaccination. So, and them motherfuckers still is there, I won't call them back.
Damn.
And I told them, I said, I ain't taking that shit. Now, I'm talking about a barbershop. I could have been making over $2,000 a week.
And then Dr. Fauci just came out saying some shit about the vaccines really don't work or some shit he said.
Yeah, because he caught this shit.
Y'all, he did? I know that.
Yeah. All these motherfuckers.
And Joe Biden got Alzheimer's.
That motherfucker. Well, there ain't no telling.
You mean that robot? Because Biden died back Biden died back in 2017, 2016.
Nice.
I knew when he was touching that press, I said, this ain't no damn Biden. Come on, man.
Mm.
He was touching that damn press. Him and Kamala, man, she's a damn transsexual clone robot.
All right. Dave is a trans figure.
She is. She look like a man. Them big ass hands and them big feet. Oh, 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 oh.
You know what's fucked up, Dave? Somebody, I don't know who it was, and that turned my stomach, said the bitch was fine.
Said she was fine.
Yeah, and you know, I avoid seeing people, so when somebody told me that, I was curious, and I went and looked at it, and I said, this motherfucker out of his mind.
Damn. I used to fuck with Justice about her like that, man. That my date there or some shit. I used to say fucking with Justice all the time.
Oh, okay.
That motherfucker got up under her neck. That motherfucker like up under her neck. It do like she get, I don't know, one of them, like them costume masks and this wrinkle at the neck, and they don't fit right.
Yeah.
Y'all ever you look at her neck, man. Her neck look fucked up.
No, I don't look that long. I ain't falling on the trans shit.
Boy, don't do it.
Ella, all I do look at them damn eyes. Yeah, it look like her clone had plastic surgery. But yeah,
dang.
Go look at some pictures of her. Cause she used to go at Montel Williams. And Montel Williams had a show. He did the episode on Dr. York. You remember that? And
she just
looked just like a fucking cheat. I'm being serious with you. I was like, is that even the real Kamala Harris? Because I'm going to tell you something. She don't even look like the original Kamala Harris.
You know what happened, Dave? See, you saw her before and after a dermatologist visit where she had all that Botox injected in her hand.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, she fucking around, forgot she had an appointment on TV, couldn't get in to see her needle maker, and she just came there and sat